The Preston and Steve Daily Podcast is presented by Acme. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors, and the official supermarket of MMR's Preston and Steve Show.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news update with Kathy Romano.
Today is Thursday, February 14th, Valentine's Day. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, a high school student appeared before a Delaware County judge on attempted murder charges Wednesday night after police say he shot a fellow classmate in the neck during a drug deal gone bad.
Jeez.
This kid's face, like, he's a baby.
I know. Yeah. It's horrifying. I saw the same thing, Kath, and you just,
my God.
Yeah.
Haverford High School student 17-year-old James McCauley had nothing to say as he walked into his arraignment. He was wearing white disposable coveralls because officials said that he was shirtless and wearing shorts when he was arrested. His mother followed into court shortly thereafter, covering her face. When she was asked by a 6ABC reporter if she had anything to say, she replied, "It was self-defense, bye." An affidavit of probable cause said 18-year-old Marky Mays and a friend had gone to meet up with McCauley and two of his friends to buy 1 ounce of marijuana for $150 on Tuesday. The victim's friend told police that during the exchange, a white male in the rear of McCauley's car became touchy with Mays and a fight ensued. Police said as the victim was trying to exit the vehicle, McCauley turned around from the driver's seat and fired a shot at Mays, striking him in the neck. The affidavit said that when a friend asked him what happened, McCauley replied by saying, "I blank shot the guy." Mays remains in the hospital in critical condition. Haverford Township Police Chief John Viola said that the two did know each other. Police recovered a stolen Springfield 40 caliber semi-automatic handgun believed to be the gun used in the shooting. The suspect's mother audibly gasped when the judge announced McCauley was being charged with attempted criminal homicide. McCauley's lawyer told the judge it was all self-defense. While the suspect's parents had nothing to say, the grandparents, as they walked out, said it's a tragedy. McCauley has been charged with attempted criminal homicide, attempted murder in the first degree, and other offenses. He's being held at the George Hill Correctional Facility on $1 million cash bail.
Yeah, this all happened in, like, within our parish, and, you know, there was all these rumblings on Monday night, you know, people on Facebook, "Hey, was that gunshots?" Yeah, it was.
Oh, and then, really? Yeah, and then, so people were hearing the gunshots.
Oh, yeah. So there was a lady who had, who was walking her dog, and after all of this stuff had happened, one of these people who was on the run, because that's the thing, they all, like, scattered from the car.
Yeah.
And
it's going to make the self-defense angle hard to prove when the guy is running away and you shoot him.
They were all running away, and one of them, like, ran right across this lady's path, and then another friend of mine who lives right at this intersection where this all happened, police had to come up to his door and check, you know, the Ring doorbells now.
Oh, they record everything. Right. They're all over the place.
Sure enough, they were running through his yard.
Did they catch any video, do you know?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. And so I didn't know that was, like, the standard now.
Well, now that is a big thing because mm-hmm. so many doors have them.
That's right. Yeah. Did you mention that yesterday to us?
This is what
you?
I was talking about yesterday.
Okay. That it has a camera?
No, just this whole thing.
Yeah, the whole incident.
Oh, the incident. Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, they're kids, and how stupid. Now mm-hmm. he's in jail for shooting somebody.
Yeah, there's a life extinguished.
Come on.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully the person that was shot
will be okay.
Is going to be okay.
Yeah. Yeah, over a bag of weed.
Yeah.
Seriously.
$150 bag of weed.
$150 worth of...
Wow.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Authorities are investigating after a Camden County officer driving a police cruiser struck and killed a female pedestrian. It happened at East State Street and Harrison Avenue at 10 p.m. in Camden. The woman was pronounced dead at the scene. Her identity has yet to be released. So far, investigators have said very little about what happened. They haven't released whether the officer was responding to a call or if the lights and sirens were on in his car. It's also not known if the victim was walking in the roadway at the time. The incident has been turned over to the Camden County Prosecutor's Office. NASA's Opportunity, the Mars rover that was built to operate for just 3 months but kept going and going, was pronounced dead Wednesday 15 years after it landed on the red planet.
15 years.
It was supposed to go for just a few
months.
Just a few months.
Wow.
Yep.
What was it using, and can we put it in our cars?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, right.
Maybe there's a tiny pink bunny.
Yeah, please.
They'll have,
for Christ's sake.
The six-wheeled vehicle.
Good news. It worked 15 years longer than we thought it would.
Wow. Yeah. The six-wheeled vehicle that helped gather critical evidence that ancient Mars might have been hospitable to life was remarkably spry up until 8 months ago when it was finally doomed by a ferocious dust storm. Flight controllers tried numerous times to make contact and sent one final series of recovery commands Tuesday night, along with one last wake-up song, Billie Holiday's "I'll Be Seeing You." There was no response from space.
Tell my wife I love her.
They kind of, these engineers, though, they do treat these pieces of technology
living
as if they are their children.
I mean, honestly, stop and think about it. Something that you labored on here on Earth, you sent there. It's a mechanical child of yours. And you spent to exceed performance by years.
And you've spent years developing
it.
You know, it's very important to
them. Just amazing. And they say that in the time, Kathy, you might have it in there, the travel distance was 28 miles over 15 years.
Just inched along.
Moving along. Yeah, so nothing. It was silent when they tried to send the wake-up calls. The golf cart-size Opportunity outlived its twin, the Spirit Rover, by several years. The two slow-moving vehicles landed on opposite sides of the planet in 2004 for a mission that was meant to last 90 days.
It did send a message back to the autonomous Amazon dog delivery system. One word. Kill.
Kill. It finally got the message out.
So, be a fun weekend.
In the end, Opportunity set endurance and distance records that are years, if not decades, away from being broken. The longest-lived roving robot ever sent to another planet explored the red plains of Mars for more than 14 years, snapping photos and revealing astonishing glimpses.
You know, Preston, it goes to like that first Star Trek movie where they discover that Voyager has gone off and linked up with other technology and comes back to Earth mega powerful. I mean, we have stuff that's out there, you know.
Beeger,
exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Of course, the thing was not smart enough to just take the dust off the remaining letters.
And see what it said.
All right, in sports this morning.
Ball sacks are yummy.
What is that? The Sixers beat the New York Knicks 126-111 last night at Madison Square Garden in Minnesota. Joel Embiid had 26 points and 14 rebounds. Tobias Harris had 25 points, and Ben Simmons had 18 as they handed the Knicks their 18th straight loss. The Sixers are now off for a week for the NBA's All-Star break and will return to action next Thursday, the 21st, with the game at home against the Miami Heat. For the last time in the regular season, the Flyers will have a few consecutive days off. They don't play again until Saturday afternoon when they'll face the Detroit Red Wings at home. After that, the Flyers will mostly have games at least every other day and often on back-to-back days.
Wow.
The Phillies have signed pitcher Aaron Nola to a four-year contract worth $45 million. With the contract extension, the Phils bought out all three of his arbitration years and at least one potential year of free agency. Nola, who is 25 years old, finished fourth in the majors in ERA and quality starts and fifth in innings. Nola is coming off a career-best season with a record of 17-6, 224 strikeouts, and a 2.37 ERA in 33 starts. And in football news, the Baltimore Ravens have agreed in principle to trade former Super Bowl 47 MVP Joe Flacco to the Denver Broncos. The trade cannot officially be processed until the new league year begins on March 13th. The trade is one of several expected in the offseason, with other quarterbacks, including Nick Foles, expected to change teams. The Jacksonville Jaguars, Washington Redskins, and Miami Dolphins are among the teams expected to add new quarterbacks.
Flacco's a Bronco.
Potentially. On March 13th.
I just like the way it rhymes. I don't really know any of that stuff. Bronco.
And that's what I have for you this morning.
Thank you very much, Kathy. Welcome to Thursday morning. Welcome to Valentine's Day. I'm going to share with you in a moment. I got one of the most awesome Valentine's Day gifts ever this morning. I won't reveal exactly what it is yet, but I want everybody to wake up a bit because I need
to
sing the praises.
You want people to hear about it.
Of an individual
Who
gave me something this morning. But welcome. Whether you have a significant other or not, it makes no difference. We're just going to fill the morning with love today.
Absolutely.
We'll be your lovers.
Moist, steamy love.
Yeah, wet, all of those. Wonderful.
Regretful love.
That's in there,
sometimes,
too.
Sometimes, you happens. Can't argue. It's the spice of life.
Oh, it's so bad, but it's so good.
So good and so sticky.
So we are going to be, we're going to actually have your opportunity this morning. We got a little last-minute prizage to give away. Thank you to Kathy Romano and our friends at Redstone. In Plymouth Meeting.
Redstone.
And soon to be advertisers.
Soon to be advertisers.
Okay. All right.
We're
going going to have your chance to win a romantic dinner for two tonight at Redstone for a few awesome. People.
Yeah.
We've done this in the past, and we're going to continue to do it today.
And I'll probably say this all morning, but if you win and you go there, you have to get the cookie sundae for dessert.
The cookie sundae.
Yes.
Okay. Kathy actually got weak in the knees when she was mentioning it earlier.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's like the greatest thing on
there
Earth.
Are two things I've seen her react to, Richard Gere and this cookie sundae.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So we'll tell you what you need to do a little bit later on this morning. And other than that, business as usual, we have a bunch of different things that we'll have your chance to win through the course of the morning. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break and come back in a second. And believe it or not, Joel Embiid leads the entertainment news.
Wow. Yeah.
A little story about the Sixers game last night and more when we get back. So make sure you stay with us. We'll return in just a moment.
This 93.3 WMMR audio on demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Hey, it's Preston. Listen, I'd like to thank Jack Frost Mountain for sponsoring today's podcast. We are headed back to Jack Frost on Friday, March 1st for our 13th annual Preston and Steve Cardboard Classic. Go to WMMR.com to score $10 lift tickets and for details on how to register your sled to compete for cash and prizes. From WMMR and JFBB, where the snow comes first.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. All the big-name brands, they have them. Visit FrenchCreekOutfitters.com for additional info. French Creek Outfitters, why take a chance with anybody else?
Choose to love in any language with a Valentine's Day spa package from Hand & Stone Massage and Facial Spa. Visit HandAndStone.com or one of their 50 locations and give the gift of relaxation this Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day is here, and there's still time to get one of Steven Singer's famous 24-karat gold dip roses starting at just $59. Go now to IHStevenSinger.com and order online to pick up in-store at the other corner of 8th and Walnut with free parking. That's IHStevenSinger.com.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
All right, I'm gonna give you an easy one today for the stupid question, and we'll give away tickets to see Jim Florentine, Rich Voss, Robert Kelly, and Ron Bennington at March 8th, Keswick Theater in Glenside.
You're making it easy because you love us.
I do. Yeah. I love all of you, and yeah. It has to do with love. So what planetary body was named after the Roman goddess of love? 215-263-WMMR. Real easy one today. Let's see if you know the answer. And while you are calling in, I have a few birthdays, not a whole lot on Valentine's Day, Thursday, February 14th, but a few. Rob Thomas, the singer of Matchbox 20.
Always like Matchbox 20.
Yeah. They were nice, you know, yeah. Pop,
rock.
Alt rock yeah. thingy. And
then they became a bit more pop.
Yeah. I couldn't get enough of this song when it came out.
Santana.
I'm a Carlos Santana yeah. fan, and he's got such a signature guitar song. This is just a cool tune, you know?
Very smoldering.
The video was pretty hot, too.
Absolutely.
The girl in it. I'm wondering.
Susan Boyle.
No, it wasn't Susan Boyle. I was wondering if it was his girlfriend who might have been the...
It very well might have been Preston. I think he was video. With a Latina girlfriend
yes,
at the time.
Yes, a Spanish Harlem Mona yeah. Lisa, as yeah. he says in the song. But Rob Thomas seems like a pretty decent guy. He's 47 years old today. I haven't really heard much from him in a while.
Think he's actually been on a number of those cruises.
Yeah, well, my hairstylist, I'll call her that, yeah, Jackie, yeah. She loves him. And goes on these cruises.
No kidding.
Yeah, in fact, one of those cruises, I talk about it every year because I kind of like make fun of her for it. Johnny Goo. Goo Dolls.
Goo Dolls. Yeah.
Said he was such a douche.
But
because
listen,
he was on one of those cruises as well.
Don't be a douche on yeah. your cruise, especially yeah. if your career is to the point where you're doing the cruises. But everyone who does them loves them.
Yeah, so happy birthday, Rob Thomas, 47 years old. A guy who is here in our studio is pretty pretty special to have him here, but Simon Pegg celebrates his birthday.
Love
today.
Him.
Yeah, he's 49 years old. He is great, isn't
super
he?
Talented. Did you see, you haven't seen, over the 4 days off, Preston, do yourself a favor and catch the last Mission Impossible movie.
Yeah, Fallout.
So goddamn
good. You guys
good.
Keep telling me how good yeah, that is. I yeah. will have to.
And he's great in it.
To go look that up. And, of course, he's Scotty in Star Trek, which
yes.
he's great in that role.
And I believe Rope at least was co-writer of the last two scripts
oh, okay.
for the movies. Yeah,
smart guy. And he had a part in Ready Player One, too. He was Ogden Morrow. He's 49 today. Teller, the silent partner to Gillette, Penn Gillette of Penn and Teller.
And probably one of the world's leading experts on Harry Houdini.
Yeah, they are fanatics
oh, no
about him.
Yeah,
they were huge fans of Harry's. And Teller is from Philadelphia. I remember seeing a little documentary on him, believe it or not, him and his dad. I think it was called When I'm Gone, None of This Will Be Yours or something like that.
I love it.
But anyhow, he does speak.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was weird seeing him in this short documentary about his life just talking
I
at
know.
Length. Because his shtick is he doesn't say anything.
You're so used to that.
Yeah. So Teller is 71 years old today. Carl Bernstein, the author and investigative journalist behind, you know, All the President's Men, Watergate and all that
yes,
stuff.
Yes, yeah.
Celebrating his 75th birthday today. And then the last birthday I have is former mayor of New York City, Michael Bloomberg. And he turns 77 years
Possibly old. Considering a presidential run.
So we shall see about that.
At 77.
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
How was Ronnie when he ran? I was up there.
Yeah,
he was in his 70s. Easily. He was 115 years old.
They should know you're too young.
I think he was the oldest president.
Yeah, I believe he was.
Yeah. So you can do it. All right, let's see if we can get an answer to this very easy, stupid question. And I wanted to know the planetary body that shares a name with Roman goddess of love, 215-263-WMMR, the number. And let's go to a guy named Bob. Hey, Bob.
Ooh. Hey, what's up?
Yo, bud, just looking for that answer. What planet are we talking about?
Venus.
Of course it's Venus. Venus, if you will. Remember that song?
Oh, yeah.
Is that Frankie Valli? No, not Frankie Valli. Frankie Avalon.
I think Frankie Avalon, yeah.
Then you have this, which is Bananarama, which was Frankie Avalon's second band.
Yes, absolutely. It's all girl band.
So you got it right, Bob. Hang on the line. We're going to give you a pair of tickets to see Jim Florentine, Ridge Falls, Robert Kelly, and Ron Bennington. And that is Friday, March 8th at the Keswick Theater in Glenside.
With a Bananarama opening.
Yeah, that's right. The Bananarama will be opening. No, they won't. Tickets are on sale now at AXS.com.
Hey, Venus.
Hey, Venus. Hey, come on. Where is that, Casey? Where's that coming from?
It's coming up on my, it's called Laptop Mix. I'm filling it up.
I got
on
you. I don't have volume control. I'm moving the faders up and down. I'm like, why is this not working?
God damn it.
There's another Venus song by Shocking Blue. Did you ever hear of those?
Yes, but I can't remember. Right, I know the name Shocking Blue. Oh, this is the original.
Yes. Yeah, the original.
The Bananarama song.
Oh.
Yeah, this is a remake. You didn't know that?
No.
Well, turn it up. Yes. It's Freedom Rock, man. Let's soak in for a second. Yeah. It's a cooler version. It got me on a
mountain top. Wait a minute.
Is this
the original?
Okay.
Yeah. Venus was a maid. She's got it. Yeah, baby, she's got it.
I'm your penis. At your desire.
I just went back to grade school and I said penis instead of Venus. Did you hear that, Kathy?
Your penis. You know, oddly enough, as juvenile as my mind is, it never really even crossed me.
No, it's such an obvious.
Oh, I'm my your penis. God.
And how about the Frankie Avalon? Hey, penis.
Penis is my friend.
Penis.
That's where the pee-pee comes out at the end.
We've all grown here.
Yeah, we're adults.
By the way, you can get those tickets
see Bananarama?
Concerts at WMMR.com for complete details. No, Jim Florentine.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Kelly and Ron Bennington. So, I promised you a story about Joel Embiid leading the celebrity news, and he did. Stars were out in New York on Wednesday night to watch the Sixers play. A couple of celebrities sitting courtside got an extra up-close look at all-star Joel Embiid when he went flying over the first row and landed on a guy with a few minutes remaining in the third quarter, but just inches away from Embiid's big body flying was Oscar-nominated actress Regina King.
It was pretty wild.
And right next to her is a man who's proven that he can take a hit and keep on going, comedian Tracy Morgan.
So Tracy Morgan was one away, so there was a guy in between them, and I couldn't...
Yeah, I don't know who that was.
Had to be somebody, you know, a heavy hitter.
But you know what? He put his arm around her and, like, went to, like, you know, save her life.
There we go, man.
So I thought that was pretty sweet. But he did catch a piece of her bun.
Really?
Yeah. You can kind of see it.
Oh, he grazed the bun on her. I thought you meant his bun. His bun.
Yeah.
He kind of slid right across.
Wasn't there recently a story of a player that went into the crowd and like hurt a kid that was right courtside or something like that
by jumping like that?
It happens occasionally.
Sure. You know? I mean, they're big.
They're huge guys.
Big guys.
He jumped over that front row like it was me jumping over a crack in the walk.
Well, he can almost walk over it, in fairness. I mean, that's how long his legs are.
Their reactions were exactly what you'd expect from someone coming within inches of a 7'2" giant flying over your head. Thankfully, nobody appeared worse for the wear, and they all had a good laugh about it. In fact, the guy that he landed on...
I was just going to say, how's that guy?
As he gets up, he helps him, and he puts his hand around his head, and it looks like a child next to Embiid.
Don't worry, you're going to be fine.
I mean, he's just a giant.
Are you good
to
the boy? Are you okay?
Well, when you're 7'2", how much does he weigh?
5,000 pounds.
Well, I mean, he's probably close to 300 pounds.
350 pounds, I don't know.
And even when he stands next to the other players, he was standing next to J.J. Redick the other day, and I'm like, J.J. Redick is tall.
Yes.
And he looked little.
Miniature.
You know, that later on that night, he's like,
wait a second, what's this in my butt? sorry, dude.
Brett Brown was asked about Embiid's big leap following the game. He said, just like I'm sure our owners were thinking and our fans back home in Philadelphia were thinking, you respect his aggression, you respect his passion, but you don't want that. He said, I say that out of love and care. It came after a turnover, and he's jumping into the stands. It's something that you hope to avoid. Embiid downplayed the jump a little bit when talking to reporters post-game. He said, I play hard every night. That's just me. I only know one way to play. And then he also didn't realize he almost took out the if Beale Street could talk star. He said, I didn't know. He said, I just got told. It's good that I saved her life, I guess, is what he said.
So. I like that guy. Like, he's a great ambassador for the sport and the way he presents himself. Wonderful thing.
Yeah, I want him to be my best friend.
Like, and he will be. He's intimated that would be something he would like.
Invite him to the barbecue.
I feel like I have. Yeah, I've been inviting Brandon Brooks from the Philadelphia Eagles to my barbecue all the time.
Are you not? Do you need to build incrementally and start with Jervis?
So I thought maybe Brandon Brooks was like where I could start. You know, like, okay, but maybe Carson Wentz is a little too high now. But so if I start with the offensive line and I get the hand to protect him... Maybe that's how I get the Carson Wentz.
There's a geometry to it.
Yeah.
By the way, Regina King tweeted out last night, yo, thank you, God, and Joel Embiid for your athletic abilities. Crisis averted.
Yeah, that could have been bad.
Yeah. Other things. Andy Cohen revealed that he never thought that he would have a child. The 50-year-old who welcomed his first child, Benjamin Allen, via surrogate earlier this month, told People, I always knew that I wanted a family, but as a gay man, I never thought that it was in the cards for me. And he said, when I came out to my parents in 1988, my mom said that she had to mourn the life that I wasn't going to be able to have. And that life meant getting married and having kids. So all these years later, gay men raising families and getting married, there were points where I thought that it was too late for me or that I was really focused on my career and I was having too much fun to think about it. And it was still there. Nagging at the back of my head.
Okay, so the baby is his, biologically.
Yes, that's my understanding.
That's great.
He finally made the decision to go through a surrogacy in 2017, and the embryo was implanted in his, quote, wonderful surrogate. Before he turned 50. And he also wouldn't reveal if he chose to have a boy. He told the magazine, all I will say is that I would have been happy with a boy or a girl. I just wanted to leave to have a healthy baby. Although he is a single dad, he's hoping that his best friends like Sarah Jessica Parker and Kelly Ripa are going to be able to help out. He said, I want Benny to be surrounded by as many women as possible. Women have played such a key role in my life. My most important relationship has probably been with my mom.
Go ahead.
He will be surrounded by women. He said that he needs it. We all need it.
Keep him away from the Real Housewives, though, because they're all in his realm. You don't want that being a female influence on him. I think this kid's going to have a wonderful, pampered life.
Yeah. All right. So wait, can you pick the sex of your child if you're having a surrogate?
Yeah. Because they're...
Would you, though? People do it.
People do it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because really it's based on what kind of gender reveal party they want.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. I really wanted a blue one.
My house looks so good in blue.
Yes.
Wow.
They can do, like, it's amazing what they can do. I actually talked to a fertility doctor, it's amazing all of the things that they can do. I mean, they basically are implanting a healthy child into the
okay,
woman.
Okay, guys, let's have a show baby. What do you say? Let's go find a surrogate.
You have had let's go have a show fever. Baby.
Yes.
You've had baby fever for the past couple of years
a show.
Now.
Can I ask you something?
Now you want a show baby.
Can I ask you something, honestly?
Yeah.
Would you carry it?
I can't. I biologically,
don't,
I can't.
Don't say that. Okay. You don't know what they're working on now, and there's been loads of innovations. I think
might be the first.
Would. There would be nothing that would warm my heart more to look across and see you breastfeeding a child during the show.
Well, and listen, when I interviewed this doctor, that was like another thing. Women can carry children like very old, like older than you would think.
Yeah. A show baby.
A show baby. Listen,
I mean,
let's get the fire engine first.
Okay. All right. Fire engine intact.
If you guys can maintain a fire engine, then you'll prove to me that's Bill's decree.
Yeah.
You'll prove to me you're responsible enough to have your own baby.
It's like having a plant first.
Exactly.
And it not dying, and then you can move on to a relationship or maybe a pet.
I mean,
and then
we
a
all have kids. We can do
I
this.
I don't, though.
But you do.
Well, I don't. Maybe I need to do that thing where I take care of a sack of flour for a week or like I do.
To test you.
You gotta walk around with an egg.
To see how
you should do that.
I'll do that with my baby Bjorn and the whole thing.
We should do that. See whose baby survives.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I never took that class in school, but I remember seeing people walk around with an egg
eggs,
with a face on it. And I was like, what is this thing
listen,
that you're doing?
The reality of life is at some point we're all going to become adult chickens.
Yeah, right? I think, you know, having 17 cats, a dog, and all that is the equivalent of having one child.
All right.
Nine cats equals one child.
Nine cats and a dog equals one child.
Right.
Yeah. Right. It has to be the right mix.
Yeah.
All right. We'll consider a show, baby. I do like that idea, Casey.
Fire truck first.
We're going to go to Bill Cosby. He has continued to speak out on his prison sentence. In a statement via his spokesperson, Andrew Wyatt, the TV icon said that he has, listen to this, no remorse for his sexual assault convictions, and he has called himself a political prisoner.
Well, you know, he from his angle, he says he's completely innocent of all the charges, so that's what you would expect him to say.
And a political prisoner.
So, why not throw that on there, too?
Here's the statement.
He's a Nelson Mandela of our time.
Well, I think he name-checks Nelson Mandela. He does. Yes, he does. He said, here's why I have no remorse and will never have remorse. He said, I was I forgot about that. Okay. I was given a deal. I settled out of court for $3.8 million. I waived my Fifth Amendment rights. I was declared not guilty in 2005 by the Commonwealth, never charged. However, a low-life district attorney and a corrupt judge needed me guilty now, not for justice, but for their political aspirations. They say, Mr. Cosby, you must attend these classes. Why? One word. Entrapment. I don't know what he's talking about, these classes.
Driver's ed.
Yeah.
he's blind.
He's getting older.
It's just part of an issue.
Like,
so you get a discount on insurance?
You do, absolutely. Yeah. Geico offers a whole blind thing.
Yeah.
But here's the thing I'm curious about. Right now, he technically is still, they're still appealing, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's not at the end of the road here. Yeah. So
I looked up his court records the other day.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And they're, as you can imagine, they're like hundreds of pages long. But yeah, there's like some sort of appeal that they're trying to do.
And the initial maneuver by his attorneys was to keep him out of jail during this appeal process.
And they said no.
Okay.
He continued saying, my political beliefs, my actions of trying to humanize all races, genders, and religions landed me in this place surrounded by barbed wire, fencing, a room made of steel and iron. So I now have a temporary residence that resembles the quarters of some of the greatest political prisoners. Martin Luther King Jr., Mahatma Gandhi, Nelson Mandela, Randall Robinson, and Dr. Benjamin Chavez.
Tim Robbins.
Don't compare yourself to them.
You're a rapist.
Yeah.
He's name-checked every great political prisoner. He said, I stand upright as a political prisoner, and I smile. The truth is strong.
He's becoming like Cosby Cash in jail, you know?
Wow.
Interesting.
Tango
Hello,
Cash.
Everybody.
My name is Cosby Cash.
Yeah.
You were going Johnny Cash. I was going Tango and Cash.
Yeah. It's a generation gap.
Hey. They were in prison, Casey.
Yes, they
had to escape from prison. Don't knock yourself out for that one.
Right. By the way, a follow-up to the idea of a show, baby. I got a text from somebody that says, you can have mine.
Oh, there we go. Must be a new mother there.
Let's see. This Is Us star, Mandy Moore, along with musicians Courtney J., Phoebe Bridges, and other women are speaking out against music producer Ryan Adams.
This blew my mind.
In a new expose. According to the New York Times, Moore, who was married to Adams for 6 years,
yeah,
said that he was very controlling, especially when it came to her music career. She said, he would always tell me, you're not a real musician because you don't play an instrument. Moore said that Adams is psychologically abusive and says that he is the reason she hasn't released music in 10 years.
Oh, man. But there's no allegation of physical abuse, correct?
No. She said...
it's wonderful, but I was just curious.
She said his controlling behavior essentially did block my ability to make new connections in the industry during a very pivotal and potentially lucrative time, my entire mid to late 20s. She said, what you experience with him, the treatment, the destructive, manic sort of back and forth behavior feels so exclusive. You feel like there's no way other people have been treated like this.
Is there any possibility that she thought she was marrying Brian Adams?
Maybe she was confused.
Play cuts like a knife. That's not me.
Adams' attorney, Andrew Brettler, has denied the women's claims, calling them extremely serious and outlandish accusation.
They do have the same birthday, right? Every year, I think we say that Ryan Adams and Brian Adams are born on the same day.
She could have been confused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could have shown up at a party, thought there was a B on there.
I'm at a birthday party for Brian Adams? Yeah,
it's an R, not a B. Yeah.
Kylie Jenner showed off a lavish flower arrangement on her Instagram page one day before Valentine's Day, and a florist told E! News that the heart-shaped rose arrangement that the reality star posted is easily worth an estimated $8,000 to $10,000.
Wow.
Of rose.
Wow.
We're looking at
I paid decidedly less for my wife's stuff.
Steve, it's huge. They are gigantic rose arches that are about 7 feet tall.
So who sent them to her? Was it,
I don't know,
her beau?
There's several different arches, and it's, you know, they
Travis Scott?
They decrease in size. Like, they go along almost like they're making this tunnel that it's over the top. So, hey, knock yourself out.
Hey, look, go with Pro Flowers.
Ooh. There you go.
There you go. Yeah, a lot Kathy. Cheaper.
Got $8,000.
And her eyeshadow is restocked.
Oh, my God.
Yay. Sweet God. Mother of God.
I have the lipstick on right now.
It's not bad, actually.
What do you guys think?
It's not actually, it's actually pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I went with like the nude color.
Whatever you did yesterday, I liked.
It's very understated.
Do you know what I do like, though? I do like the old style red.
I like the red you wear from time to time.
Yeah, I like
Kathy.
That as well.
It's cool. It pops.
My wife was rocking some redder lipstick yesterday. She looked great.
Yeah.
That's what I did yesterday. I did the red with Kylie's nude gloss.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your eyes. Sorry.
Oh.
I didn't care.
Well,
about
Kathy
you.
Likes to put lipstick on her eyes.
I'm surprised you didn't go with red today for Valentine's Day. I wore a red shirt for Valentine's Day today.
Well, because I sort of had like a reddish color on my eyes. It would have been too much if it was on my lips, too.
Preston, you're not seeing the lingerie she's wearing.
Oh,
yeah, it's all red.
I'm on the wrong side.
Got red panties on.
Oh, my God. Only you could make that not sexy.
I know. You know how you cringe?
It's Gabby. I'm going to put on my red panties.
You know how you cringe?
I'm going to put on that red brassiere.
If I say something even remotely, I just cringe on what you just
said. Like, oh, anybody else says that, I'm like,
I will never have sex again.
My red panties.
I can't say that word without some
panties
sort of...
itself is sort of a, it's like pantaloons.
Yeah, I thought it was sexy. Can't say panties. You have to say panties.
Yeah, it's like, panties. Oh, my panties.
All right, where's my dildo?
Amy Schumer says that she doesn't care if she has a boy or a girl. Earlier this week, she tweeted, "We're so excited to say that we don't care what the baby's gender is. However, if the baby, whatever the baby identifies is fine. Whether the baby's, whatever the baby's sexuality is, any way the baby identifies is cool with us. So as long as it doesn't identify as a DJ, because that's just heartbreaking."
Now, a club DJ or a broadcast DJ?
I don't know, but I love that line.
So for the first, I think for the first year and a half of my life, identified as...
That's what you were?
Yeah, that's what I claimed.
Yeah. Amy announced that she and then boyfriend Chris Fisher were experiencing their first child together back in October, and the couple quietly wed in early February.
It was wild because I had that procedure, this upper endoscopy on Monday, and they ask you, these are questions they have to ask you. Are you identifying as a male today? And I said, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Today?
Right on. Yeah.
Yeah, today.
Yeah. Tomorrow, though, it's Stephanie.
It's wide open.
Yeah.
Hey, let's see. I did not know this was happening. Kate Gosselin is set to star in TLC's new series, Kate Plus Date.
Oh, my God. Let's give up on Kate.
She is such an a-hole. Right? So, like, yeah, all right, let's see. I don't even.
I hear what you're saying.
You know what? For a while, though, you went back and forth. Remember when the whole world hated her? You kind of were.
No, never. No? Okay. No. No. Right. In fact, I was early on
that was,
this.
That was Scott Peterson.
Bro. I was okay. Early on this train of John and K plus 8. I used I to watch. I watched this before it became some international phenomenon. And yep. She browbeat him so bad. She was such a bitch.
Here's how evil she was. She made you have sympathy for John Gosling.
Yeah. This is all because of her teen daughters, according to Page Six. During a TCA panel earlier this week, 18-year-old Maddie Goslin said, "We've been nudging her to date for years." And all
Maddie.
She said, "We're all eight of us, so glad that she finally is."
I'll tell you what, though, she does. She looks better than she's ever looked.
Yeah.
I mean, and so I don't know. There were times when I have to admit I felt maybe a bit more sympathetic towards her.
Listen, she had her hands full. She had her hands full. I get that, and I'll give that to her. I had three kids that were, you know, all under four, and, you know, my wife definitely had more on her plate than I did. But, you know, so, I mean, times that by two or whatever, and I get it. But she also did have some assistants and, you know, people that came over specifically to do their laundry.
And there were loads of things supplied and endorsement deals and stuff like that.
I also don't know how much is, you know, edited to make her look that way or whatever.
They usually, who knows?
Yeah,
who knows?
Yeah. They want to portray
sculpted reality.
And then I also don't know how much of that is just me being a chauvinist.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm a man. And so,
and a cracker.
Well, because, all right, there's another show that I started watching on HGTV called Chicago Rehab, I think it's called. And it's about rehabbing homes.
Yes.
And
okay.
So I know. So, but the star.
It could easily have been the other person.
I know. I don't think it's called that. But anyway, the star of this show is a woman. And my initial thought was, wow, she's a bitch. You know,
well, Chicago Fixer Upper Preston is about a rehab clinic.
Yeah, okay. It might be. I don't know if it's Fixer Upper. Either way.
What's your point?
My point is, is she really a bitch, or is she being edited to be a bitch?
No,
or is it me being a man watching this going, you know, like, if would I have the same?
We got it.
Yeah.
It's part of the deal. It's what you bring into it. Yeah. I think you're a good man. You're a good man.
But Kate, on the other hand.
Kate plus date. Watch that show. See what you think about it. In a new video updated to his YouTube account, Will Smith explained why he turned down the role of Neo in The Matrix.
This would have been wild.
He explained that when he was approached by the Wachowskis, that he didn't understand the pitch of the film. And he also revealed that after starring in blockbuster hit films like Independence Day and Men in Black, he didn't want to be known as the, quote, alien movie guy.
You know, Spielberg had to convince him, basically beg him to appear in Men in Black, which turned out to be a huge series for him.
Despite regretting not taking the role, Will said that Keanu Reeves and Lawrence Fishburne were perfect for the film. And he said, if I had done it because I'm black, then Morpheus probably wouldn't have been black because they were looking at Val Kilmer. So I probably would have messed the Matrix up, and I did y'all a favor. So it was about a month ago or so, the original was on. And it's a great movie.
Do you remember?
I love
here's
it.
The deal again. Like, well, you talk about Alita Battle Angel and that whole thing. When you walk into a movie and you're not quite sure where you're going and what the story is, it's not a sequel. God, you know, I certainly love the Marvel sequels and all that stuff. But walking into The Matrix
and something fresh,
and just like Pacific Rim, where are we going here? It was awesome.
Yeah. Anybody else watch One Strange Rock? It was a Nat Geo documentary, and the reason I bring it up
I
was
did. Netflix Will Smith. Now, right? Will Smith was the narrator.
Will Smith was the host and the narrator, and Steve, he does a really, really good job as the host.
It is an excellent job, and it's an excellent series.
And it's got Commander Hadfield, and all these, they interview all these astronauts, and basically it's about how weird the Earth is, but also how delicate and fragile.
Yeah.
And I just watched the first episode last night, but yeah, Casey, it was on Nat Geo, and now it's on Netflix. So if you get a chance, One Strange Rock, and Will Smith is fantastic in it.
Okay. According to Deadline, Breaking Bad, the movie, is set to air on Netflix and AMC.
Wait.
I know. I don't know why you need this. The Breaking Bad series aired originally on AMC, with seasons subsequently made available on Netflix for streaming. The film is being written and directed by Breaking Bad creator and executive producer Gilligan.
Well, there you go. And Marianne.
Who also co-created and executive produces AMC prequels series Better Call Saul. And he's joined by producers Mark Johnson and Melissa Bernstein, who have worked with Gilligan both on Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. So I, what do you do with a Breaking Bad? The story had a beginning and an end. So I don't get it. And they've done prequel with Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul is a prequel series. I don't know what more you're going to get out of it.
Maybe we find out what Jesse ended up happening with Jesse. I don't know.
Preston, they're just being stupid. Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know. But
or the wife.
If it's a movie, I'll check it out.
They create great TV, though.
Yeah. I don't have much time left, and I have a few stories, but let's just go with this last one. I hope you guys saw it, but the Ice Queen is back. A teaser trailer for Disney's Frozen 2.
I did see it. I was just telling Kathy about
it. Yeah, he was telling me.
It was released yesterday, and Elsa seems as powerful and determined as ever.
I freaking loved it.
They full-on use her mutant powers in this.
Yeah. And I don't know what they're using, the new software to render the ocean.
Oh, my
Holy
God.
Holy crap.
Yeah. So little is known about the plot for the second movie, but the dramatic trailer begins with Elsa trying to jump through waves in the ocean, using her freezing powers to battle the sea. The rest of the trailer features Anna, Kristoff, and Olaf on what seems to be a daring adventure. Within hours, the teaser trailer racked up hundreds of thousands of views on YouTube, and fans around the world began sharing their thoughts on social media.
There are a lot of rumors that suggest that Elsa has a girlfriend in this movie.
Okay.
They pointed out there's no indication of that in the trailer, but there has been something they've been hinting at.
So the worldwide excitement speaks to Frozen's global success. In 2014, the hit became top-grossing animated film in box office history. After its Japan premiere, Frozen officially pushed its worldwide box office to an estimated over $1 billion past Toy Story 3, or, you know, pushes it past Toy Story 3. The sequel was announced in 2015 when Disney's Bob Iger had revealed in a shareholder meeting that co-directors Jennifer Lee and Chris Buck were both on board. So it's the original group doing it.
I stand corrected, Preston. I'm watching the trailer now, and the Indigo Girls are in it.
Oh, yeah. Well, then that's maybe where
that
the...
could be where the lesbian love affair comes in.
So Lee revealed in an interview that Anna and Elsa are going to go far out of Arendelle in the sequel. Last year, Disney gave fans a 21-minute short film starring Olaf, the snowman, to hold them over until the sequel. And finally, in November of this year, fans are going to get to see the second installment of the beloved Disney film. I am looking forward to that. I really did like Frozen.
There's one other entertainment thing you may want to throw in here. I don't know if you want to put it in here, Preston, about the Goldbergs last night.
What about it?
There was a the Evan Dando thing. We have an audio clip.
Yes, we do.
Sure. Do tell.
Yeah, so watching the Goldbergs last night, you know, of course, obviously, they weave in all this stuff. And now they're moving into the early, the 90s. So, you know, the Erica's band, which is the Dropouts, they're looking for a new band member. And so they're going through these different people. My wife and I are watching. And there's this guy who's sort of hunched over and looks sort of like a derelict with a guitar. He's auditioning for him. He's clearly older than they are. And so play the clip. You'll hear what he says.
Okay.
All right. So how does this work?
Wait, aren't you the guy that stands outside the Wawa and buys beer for high school kids?
Five for you, one for me.
No, I remember the rule.
I can play lead or rhythm as long as there's a couch for me to crash on.
And so later on, I'm watching, they bring in a younger kid who wants to join the band, who has long hair, good looking guy. And they call him Evan. Uh-huh. And, you know, then they say actually Evan Dando later on in the episode. I'm going, what the hell is this? And then at the end, you know, they show you who is in the show, who might have been real or whatever.
Yeah.
It's freaking Evan Dando.
In case you don't know, Evan Dando is the lead singer of the Lemonheads.
The Lemonheads, who for a while we all thought was going to like take off. He was a heartthrob, mm-hmm. And a talented guy at the beginning of, you know, that sort of, he was in that Goo Goo Dolls, you know, stage, right?
Yeah.
Or even a little bit earlier.
They leaned a little bit more alt cred than the Goo Goo Dolls, but yeah, they were like a poppy alt rock.
But he was a heartthrob.
Three person group. Yeah, women liked them. That's cool.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
And apparently, as legend has it, there is a circuitous connection Adam Goldberg had to Evan Dando. So,
do we know what that is?
I forget. Right. It was, I think, his sister's or somebody's within his group was the boyfriend of one of his associates.
Very cool. All right, we are ready for some clips. Alita Battle Angel follows a deactivated cyborg on a quest to find out who she is after she was revived with no recollection of her past life. And in this clip, Rosa Salazar discusses how they brought an already successful manga to life.
It's a Japanese animation.
Is that manga is?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
I'm glad that we stuck to the vision. I'm glad that we could hold up what Yukito Kishiro did. That was always the goal. It wasn't a surprise. You know, we did take images and moments directly from the manga and did our best to translate them.
Really?
Yeah. Manga.
Manga.
I guess that's how you say it. Alita Battle Angel premieres in theaters tonight, by the way. Here's the next clip. Jessica Roth returns for Happy Death Day to You, where she is once again forced to relive her birthday over and over and get murdered each time. In this clip, Jessica talks about her character being more in control this time.
Tree really is owning her own destiny by kind of pushing the reset button herself. She's done this enough times. She knows the rules of the game, and she gets to have a little fun while doing it. So I think in some senses, it's also that, like, well, if I could do all these things without any consequence, what would I do?
Happy birthday to me.
Happy Death Day to You is in theaters today. Actually, it opened yesterday. And there you go. That's what I got in the entertainment report for you. We have to take a break. At some point this morning, we're going to have an opportunity for you to win dinner for two, a romantic dinner, tonight. Ooh. On us and Redstone. So we'll get you the details in a little while. In the meantime, how about some beverages? Caller number 14, I'm going to give you a case of Yard's Love Stout. It's almost Valentine's Day. In fact, it is Valentine's Day. And that means love. Yard's Love Stout, of course. Creamy, rich, and satisfying. It's a perfect thing to bring to the one you love. And you deliver Yard's Love Stout at Creston Liquor Mart in Wilmington. So bring the love, bring Yard's. 215-263-WMMR. Be right back.
Preston and Steve.
On 93.3 WMMR.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy. Hey, busy out the phone lines for me, Marissa, if you would, because I want to set something up before we go to this. We are going to give away some dinners, romantic dinners for two tonight at a wonderful restaurant, Redstone, in Plymouth Meeting. Now, we haven't really talked much about this. How do you guys want to handle this? We're gonna take some stories from callers. Do you want to either hear about how wonderfully awesome the significant is, a significant other is in someone's lives, or would you rather hear how they messed up and forgot to get something together for tonight?
Do you want to let them pick whatever their approach is, if they want to celebrate the person they're giving it to, whatever you
let
want.
Let them give their story. I mean, I think that we all want to know, why did they not have plans?
That's what I'm saying. Like, all right, if so-and-so is so wonderful, then why didn't you go out of your way to make today special for them?
So you're saying start from a point where we dislike them.
No, I would say, like, hey, you know what? We were going to do something tonight, but...
Okay. In other words, is this a story of inspiring love?
I lost my job.
Are we saving your ass?
I got laid off, so I can't afford to take my significant other out for
it. So a sob story.
I don't know. You know, but, like, if you're just...
Glad we're doing this.
You know what, honestly?
I know when I hear it. That's
you're going to know when you hear it? All right. Yeah. I think that's a good litmus test.
So what we're going to do is, through the course of the morning, we're going to give away some of these dinners. And we're going to take three callers, and we're going to hear your story.
Yes.
215-263-WMMR. You have to be available to have dinner tonight at Redstone in Plymouth Meeting. It's $100, basically, for dinner. And what was the one thing you wanted to point out? Oh, yeah. You have to have the cookie sundae.
Oh, yeah, that's my dessert. Suggestion. If that's you're getting great. Dessert, yeah. You have to get the cookie sundae.
Okay, but we'll cover your dinner up to $100, and obviously you have to tip appropriately.
Yeah, tip is on you.
215-263-WMMR, call right now. So we'll open up the phone lines. While we're doing that, I have to throw so much love and appreciation onto one Marissa Magnata.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
She did something so cool for me today. And you know what? I'm gonna bring this over. It's wrapped up. I posted it. I have to unwrap it.
I know that seeing this makes us all excited about what we're getting from Marissa.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
No, this is just for me.
What?
I'll share.
It took all night. She didn't have time for everybody.
It's awesome. It's
she
awesome.
Made. I had mentioned that they have pickle bouquets. You can't order them. It's just a craft, you know, something to make yourself.
And DIY.
Marissa made me a pickle bouquet.
Man, and she did a great job.
She did it amazing. She always does a great job.
And it smells so good.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. I didn't know you like pickles or things pickled.
I love pickles. And there's an artichoke on there, right?
Not the way you think.
Yeah, so let me describe this to you. So she took skewers and she added a whole bunch of...
I could use a cucumber.
Different pickled items. So there are dill pickles. There are gherkins. There are dill pickle chips. There are... olives, regular green olives, black olives, olives with the pimentos in them. There are peppadews, which I love, by the way.
I don't, what is the taste of a peppadew? What would you liken it to? Would you liken the peppadew to?
Do you want one?
Well, here you go.
All right, I don't want to delve
no,
into
it. No, we're going to eat them.
All right.
Here, try it. You ready?
Yeah. Oh, God damn it.
Oh, my God.
Got it.
Yeah.
Wow. Right. It's got a little heat to it, but not crazy spicy, but a little spicier than it's not a hot pepper, but almost like, and there's pepperoncinis on here. There are peppered carrots and a big artichoke heart in the middle, which looks like a rose.
And just the right amount of arsenic.
She put some flourishes on there with some pieces of, I don't know, this is a fern or whatever. I don't know. But
fern.
These things.
It's just greens.
Yeah.
Yes.
But she had
That's good.
Aren't those pepperdews?
It does have a tiny bit of a kick.
Yeah. Pepperdews are awesome. You can
get them. Very good.
You can get them stuffed with cheese and stuff like that.
It's sweeter.
It's a little sweet. Yeah. So this was just.
That's great.
I'm so happy. That is so cool. Above and beyond, she came walking in with this. It smells so good.
It's quite possible.
What?
You're with the wrong woman.
Listen, I'll always have a thing for Marissa. She's deep down in my heart. I love that girl. But my wife and kids did, when I walked down the stairs this morning and came into the kitchen, they had, I guess I didn't get a chance to take a really good look at it, but it's either a blanket or a really big towel, and it's got a giant heart. I took a picture of it.
Wow.
They had it made. Hang on. And
it says, Daddy loves Marissa.
No, it says on it, damn it, I'm sorry about this, guys. Hang on a second here. Photos, yeah, no, albums. There we go.
No, not the D-pics.
No, it says, it's got my kids' names. Here's a picture of it, Case. Oh, it's gigantic. Wow. They hung it up for me. It says, Parker, Carter, Caroline, and it's a giant heart that's in puzzle pieces. In the middle, it says, Dad, we love you to pieces.
Aw.
And it's huge. It's a gigantic.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
Isn't that cool?
May I take the opportunity just to jump in here quickly, Preston? It's my anniversary as well.
Oh, my God, Steve, we haven't even said happy anniversary to you.
No problem. 22 years, my wife, Claire, I love you more than anything. You're my best friend forever, and you've made my life immeasurably better. She means the world to me. So.
Wow. There's a lot of love here. A
lot of love.
Yeah. Happy Valentine's to those who are celebrating today. And if you're single, don't worry about it. We love you.
No. Listen,
there are a lot of people that love you.
I know there was a person in my own extended family who we honestly thought would never find love.
Yeah.
And now married a child and another one on the way. And listen.
They married a child?
They married a child. It's so easy because they can't fight you.
You're going to be polygamy.
You're just stronger than they are.
Pedophilia.
No, but they have a child and a child on the way. whatever, however you're happy, we hope you're enjoying today that way.
The only time I ever had a problem with not having somebody on Valentine's Day was in college. For some reason, even when people like weren't necessarily dating, they would have somebody like, all right, well, we hooked up a couple of times, so let's go grab a bite to eat. And so that was the only time I ever felt lonely on Valentine's Day.
I know.
Because everybody disappeared. I'm like, well, where did George go?
I never wanted to use Valentine's Day as a barometer of my happiness, nor should you. You honestly don't force an issue.
Yeah.
You know, to get into a relationship just to have someone in your life.
No, and listen,
let you know, it'll happen.
There are prostitutes.
There are tons of prostitutes.
I didn't have any money in college.
If you want to go out today, go ahead.
Listen, there is a prostitute for every price range.
Yeah, even escorts. You know, you can at least just pretend.
What is the cost on an escort these days of like a higher end escort?
Well, I don't know. I just spent like.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
You can look at the back of some magazines and
highlights.
They'll be there for you. All right. So you want to hear a couple of stories?
Please.
All right, and we'll do three calls, and we'll have to decide who we like best. I'm going to go to Robin. Hey, Robin, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Thank you.
All right. So what did you want to tell us about your story between you and your significant other?
Okay. So my wife and I recently gained custody of my son. He's 14, so he's in that really awful teenage year, but he's been having some difficulties lately. And, you know, as a step-parent, she has completely stepped up for him and has been such an amazing support. We agreed not to go out just because he's with us and we didn't want to. You know, we weren't sure what was going to happen, but he actually happens to be working tonight, and I would love to surprise her and just kind of treat her and thank her for being so amazing with him.
Mm. So just by happenstance, he's working tonight. So the idea of planning something, you weren't even able to do it because you thought he would be off.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay. Nice. And she's been a great stepmom.
Oh, okay. She's been amazing, yes.
All right.
And so Plymouth Meeting is not a problem for you to get to by
the
way?
No, we actually live right in Collegeville, so we're familiar with that restaurant itself. We love it.
Okay. All right.
All right, hang on the line. We'll think about
that's
that.
That's a nice story. Sometimes that can be difficult.
By the way, we'll have consolation prizes.
Yes, we will.
For those who do not win the dinners. How about that?
We have Scorpion King 3 on
no,
we
got DVD. Yeah. I'm going to go to Tim. Hi, Tim. Good morning.
Hey, Gadzooks, guys.
Gadzooks, Tim. All right, so tell us your story, please.
Sure. The long story short is my wife works a lot of long hours. She works at CHOP, and she works a lot. And we have, like, two small kids. And honestly, like, a lot of times, like, we just don't have, like, the sitters or whatever. So that we can just the two of us.
Yeah.
And, like, I kind of just want to do something really nice for her. And we were supposed to go out to BOGO on Saturday, but our sitter kind of bailed on us, so we had to cancel plans. And I just wanted to do something nice for her.
Well, so Tim, the sitter thing is always a difficult thing, right? When you want to go out and you have the kids, it's you got to slalom that thing.
Yeah, can
right?
you find a sitter in such short notice?
No, it seems like everyone's busy.
So could you do this tonight?
Yeah, because this is for tonight.
Yeah,
only.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I understand that. We can make it work.
Do you think you could leave the child in the car with the window cracked?
Oh, stop it.
How small are the kids, by the way?
Yeah, what are the ages?
They're 5 and 3.
Little kids. Okay, gotcha. You wouldn't even have to put them in the car proper. They would fit in the trunk.
You can't leave them in the car. Stop
Hang it. On, Tim.
Weren't we talking about adopting a baby earlier?
Yeah. Show baby.
So listen, Nick, you make a point that perhaps I'm not ready, and I would have to second that.
Well, you would have to
put a bowl of food and water.
Well, no. You wouldn't be able to have our baby all by yourself.
Supervised.
You would have to be supervised.
I'm hearing what I'm saying, and now I think about it, and you'd need more like an SUV than a car.
And we're not, right. It's a surrogate, so the baby will be one of ours.
You're right.
Yeah. I'm going to go next to, we got to talk about sperm donor and all that stuff later. Let me go to John. John, you're on the air. Good morning. That's right.
Good morning, guys. How's everybody today? Happy Valentine's
Day. Good. Happy Valentine's Day, man. All right, so what's the story with you and your, is it your wife or girlfriend or what?
All right, so let me preface this and just tell you that I'm a total idiot.
Okay. Right. Fair enough. I love the candor.
Yep.
So I did buy a card last week, too, and that was the first step to build onto that and build more. I got totally consumed with long hours this week, and I woke up this morning not even realizing what today was. She had heart-shaped brownies, all kinds of stuff laid out. Like she had tons. Of, she did it all up. I had nothing for her. So I need help with a huge rebound.
Uh-oh.
You guys can help me. That's where I'm at.
These are all good. But I think we all appreciate the fact that you're owning this. Have you been romantic with her before? Have you ever done anything, a romantic gesture? I mean, it's in your heart. Give us an example.
Listen, I've had barbershop quartets come to the house with the whole thing, singing for her, the whole thing in the past, years past. This year, I just got totally consumed and
rattled. Okay, so you're not like a recidivist. This is just an anomaly, and you screwed up.
I totally screwed up. Okay. And I need a huge rebound.
Hey, John, when you saw these things this morning, did you lie and said that you had plans for later, or did you just own it immediately?
Oh, I owned it immediately. I said I totally messed up, and okay. I totally forgot, and I asked for, I apologize.
John, you could have taken the other route, which would probably have been smarter. You should have started a fight.
John, does your wife like beer by any chance? I'm just wondering as far as consolation gifts are concerned. Is she a stout fan?
She's not a huge beer fan.
All right. So these are all three. All right. They're all good.
We're all allowed to ask questions, Preston. Right.
I looked at him like, why are you setting him up to lose?
To lose, yeah.
Hang on a second, John, okay?
Thank you.
All right, hang on. Okay, so let me review. Okay. We have Robin, who has a wife and is the... is the stepmother of a teenage child, and she's been wonderful.
Has stepped up.
They weren't planning on doing anything because the son was going to be around, but it turns out he has to work so they can go out. Then you have Tim, whose wife works at CHOP. Two kids, no time, had Saturday night plans. They fell through.
Another great story.
But can never get a babysitter. And then you have John, who says he's an idiot, and he's done too much work and completely forgot it was Valentine's Day. In the past, he's done things. She made him brownies, all kinds of great stuff. And he didn't do squat.
But he did do nice stuff in the past. So it's not like he's a total a brute.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's almost like, okay, who are you awarding? Are you awarding the caller or their spouse?
So I already know who I'm voting for.
Yeah, me too.
I'll tell you, I'm voting for John, the idiot.
Me too.
Okay.
Because you know why? I'm thinking of his wife. She did all that. Yep. Heart-shaped brownies are not easy. And so I think that she deserves it. Okay. And John owned what he did. He screwed up, and he's asking for help. So I'm going to vote for John, too.
All right. What about you guys?
All right, Nick.
I also vote for John. I think that it's a sad story. He knows that he messed up, and I thought all three were great stories. My second vote would probably have gone to Robin, but I think John really wants to make it up to his wife, and she deserves a good night out.
I feel like John needs to pay for his mistakes and not get them for free.
All right.
Robin, on the other hand, I thought hers was like a little bit more legit. And it's like, okay, we're going to award you both with a prize. And the only reason you didn't do anything tonight was because the person you thought was working or wasn't working is working now. So that's the only reason why you don't have anything going on tonight.
I'm sorry, Preston. I'm going to ask you to vote as well because I'm having a tough time here with these.
Yeah.
No. You did no matter what, because you always do that. You don't want to offend somebody. Too bad, dude.
Yeah.
You got to put yourself in that
position.
Wait,
you did vote.
I did vote.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, who was it? I'm doing John, the idiot. I thought you wanted me to vote for you. I'm like, I can't
No. Okay.
Yeah.
that's why I was confused with your response.
No matter where you vote, John's going to be the winner because he's got three. But, well, Marissa's got to put her 2 cents in, too.
Mm.
No, because then it could be tied.
And then what do we do?
Go ahead, Marissa. My plan can still work out.
Marissa?
Okay. I'm just going with my gut, and the one that got me the most was Robin.
Okay. All right. So what you going to do, Steve?
I was going with Ramon.
Ramon wasn't even a
caller. No one on the phone.
Oh, my God. I actually really did like Tim's story. So I'm going to
vote. You can vote for him if you want.
I'm going to vote for Tim.
Okay.
But they were both wonderful. The whole idea of she works at Chop. And, it's a tough juggling act. I get that. So,
ladies and gentlemen, John the Idiot is our winner. Yay! Nice job, idiot. He called himself an idiot.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, man. This is amazing.
No problem. So, listen, we have dinner for two at Redstone American Grill in Plymouth Meeting. It's $100. We'll cover your bill up to $100. Thank you to Redstone for supplying this, by the way. Tip is not included, so you got to take good care of your server, okay?
Don't screw that up.
I definitely will.
Yeah. All right, and we'll figure out, I don't know what we're doing with the times and the reservations. So what it says here, choose a reservation time.
Yeah, so, John, let's have him choose that, and then... That one will be eliminated from contention for the next one.
Do you want to go at 5, 5:30, 6, 7, or 8?
Let's go at 6 o'clock.
6 all right. o'clock. All right, I'll circle that. We'll give that over to Casey.
John, Cookie Sunday.
Cookie Sunday, John.
I got it. I'll get the Cookie Sunday. You got my word on that. Thank you so much. This is so great.
Excellent. And then, Casey, how about consolation prizes for everybody? What are we going to
Listen, we have a few different things that we can give away that we'll discuss with Robin and Tim off air.
All right. We'll give them options.
Yeah. We have tickets for comedy shows, cases of beer. We got movie passes.
All right.
Stuff like that.
So they'll get something that might be much to their liking. That's cool. Yeah.
And Tim, if you're still stuck for a sitter, email me, nick@wmmr.com, because there are actually a couple of leads who might be able to help you out.
Really?
Yeah, yes. So, there's a Mr. Lauer.
Gary. He's got birthday plans today. He's be at the bar at 4 having a boiled ham. But deli after meat. That, totally free.
Yeah, they got deli meat.
Yeah. All right, so anyhow, we have five of these giveaway this morning.
Yeah.
So we'll do a few more as the course of the morning rolls out. So we have a lot of things that we can chat about.
A lot of
Valentine's Day wise. I do have, you know, I don't know if I have enough time to do it right now, but I will give the full history of Valentine's Day, which some things I was not aware of.
Do you know what's an amazing thing is that, you know, every year I know that we review the history of Valentine's Day and I forget it every year. So it's always like, it's like Memento. I always forget it. It is a fascinating story, though, when you hear the actual specifics of it.
Yep. But let me see what else I can throw out to you at this point in time. I did see some interesting stats. Well, this was kind of a cute story. There's a guy named Ken Myers of Leeds, England. He's 78 years old, and he has been giving his wife the same Valentine's Day card for the last 40 years.
Oh, my God. He actually gives the same card to all three of his wives.
He writes a new message inside the card each year.
That's a good idea.
And it's now full of little love notes from four decades.
Oh, I love that.
Aren't you dead yet?
He even designed the card himself as he used to work as a card designer back in the 1970s. And he says, I like to think that I'm a romantic husband. I'm a member of the Romantic Novelists Association. so I'm a qualified romantic.
I'm a member of the Romantic Novelists Association, and I used to work for a greeting card company.
I think I got my wife the same card that I got her last year. Now, I got her like three or four different cards.
All right.
But I think one of them is the same one I got last year. And it still stands. It's still a really good one, so I was happy to get it.
Sure, it doesn't matter. It's the sentiment that what you write in the card, I think, is what's impactful.
Yes.
Just, you know, like from press.
Yeah, from press.
Right.
Oh, man. I just went to the Hallmark store, and, you know, the card that I liked was almost $6. And I'm like, I can't, I'm not going to do
it's
it.
So ridiculous.
Listen,
it's ridiculous.
I think nothing's going to, your wife will be so touched by the fact that you wouldn't spend $6 on a car.
She would. She, actually, like, believe she would. Me, she,
Diane
yes.
would appreciate it.
Because it's stupid. You're throwing money away right. for something silly. You can go get beautiful cards at the dollar store. Yeah.
Write your message on a $5 bill and tell her you saved a dollar.
Yeah. Seriously, I feel about the like $6.99, $7.99 cards the same as I do about shipping, paying for shipping.
So
now I will buy the card. I won't pay for shipping. I just won't buy the item.
It is beyond criminal. I agree 1,000% on the shipping thing.
But I will do. I will actually buy the card. But it kills me. I can't stand that they're almost like $8 now.
Well,
it's ridiculous.
So when you go to the Hallmark store on a specialty day like this, they don't have a 99-cent card, but they do. Have 99-cent cards. So if you want to go get like a birthday card, you know, they do have a nice little section and they're not like terrible or whatever, but you could go to the dollar store. But also at the Hallmark store, they did have like a 6-pack of cards. So
you know, they do have free cards that fit in your coat pocket.
Stop it. You can't steal the cards.
What?
No.
You
can.
Why not? Yeah. It would be so easy.
You can't. You
I mean,
can't.
It's a freaking car.
Yeah. Come on.
Just slide right in the pocket.
Steve Morrison. Arrested for stealing from Target.
I mean, I'm not saying that you should do that.
Casey, I don't disagree with you. However, I got in the mail yesterday a card from my mom on Valentine's Day. And it was such a sweet sentiment. She mailed it. She put a heart-shaped stamp on
it. How much did it cost?
I don't care. my mom went out and took the time to get a card and mail it to me, even though she was over at the house over the weekend. And it was such a sweet, nice sentiment that to mail me a Happy Valentine's Day card. And it just said Happy Birthday or Happy Birthday.
That's weird.
Happy Birthday to you, dear Nikki. Are you still in college?
All right, so, but that's different. I mean, I got a card mailed to me from my mom as well, and she lives with me.
Seriously? She mailed you a card?
Yeah,
she she worked for the post office. She knows really the, you know, she was trying to support the home team.
She likes the idea of, like, because, she sends a package.
Yes.
And in the package is something for everybody, me and Diane and all the kids. But she's, kids, you know, she does it mainly for the kids. I mean, like getting things in the mail.
That means a lot. Because my mother, for decades, has not sent me anything. So I'm like,
she's been dead since you were 21.
Excuses.
I know. Still pretty selfish.
Yeah. I was actually examining. Now, listen, I've prepared and I have some things today. And it's nice and I felt good about doing it. But while I was preparing things, I still am kind of a little bit against the fundamental idea of these, you have to get somebody something on these particular days.
It is weird,
isn't
it? I
would rather do something when I'm motivated to naturally do something. You know what I mean?
There's a clip from, if we have it, from The Office.
Okay.
Here's an interesting sentiment that I'm sure a lot of guys would side with.
All right, here we go.
Anybody can be Prince Charming one day a year with the dinner and the flowers and all that. But you know what impresses me? When a guy can do that no days a year.
Because I was sitting there and I was going through and I'm rushing around the house. And I got to put this in here and I got that envelope over there. I got to get these things together, put them there, and blah 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 blah. And I'm like, well, I'm stressing this on this. And
when am I going to have time to spank it?
Come on.
Yeah. No,
I go to bed early because I get up so early in the morning.
I agree. Now, with me, the extra onus is the anniversary.
Yeah, yeah.
But the truth of the matter
That's
is...
That's kind of nice, though.
It is. And we've said that Claire's birthday is in April, and then I do it up big for the birthday.
Yeah.
I do Christmas up, you know, and
you
so...
You do everything big.
I do. But she's going away on a trip, you know, on Friday, so... ultimately, we were keeping it very lean and mean this year, you know.
All right, so I just want to, like, I feel like I'm maybe misrepresenting myself. I don't not do anything for Valentine's Day. I just think the
You
card,
just don't.
Listen,
I know.
You know, everybody in my house got, like, something, you know, for Valentine's Day. And they always do. And then I always do that for special days. Valentine's Day, anniversaries, Christmas, whatever.
Kwanzaa.
But you were one of the best gift givers I've ever met.
Yeah, so like, you know, when a texter says I'm a cheap ass, no, my wife does not appreciate and does not want a card that costs $6.
I can tell this texter for you.
Mm-hmm.
When Casey says his wife will appreciate what he's doing, he is flat out absolutely right.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say lying.
No, the greatest. No, greatest gift he can give his wife, Diane, is to abide by her wishes in this case.
Yeah. You know what sucks is that my son and most schools don't do anything on Valentine's Day anymore.
Our school does.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like a little party in the classroom.
Maybe this was just anecdotal because I was talking with some of my high school friends last night, and my son is now in sixth grade, but no cards, no cupcakes, no nothing. And
we do the cards.
No
too.
Kidding. All right. Yeah. Maybe it's an age thing then, Kath, because Ben is in sixth grade and Jace is in first or second?
Yeah, first.
First, yeah. So perhaps it's that. But at middle school, they cut it all off, and I felt kind of bad for the kid because they don't do anything.
I don't remember doing anything in middle school.
Really?
Yeah.
In grade school,
we did that
stuff. In grade school, I remember it the most. Little mailboxes, and then there would be time to exchange. It was also a time, where I remember feeling the first sort of, I hope I get something.
That little bit
of tension starting. But in a way, it was probably good. For prepping you in life, you know, sometimes things don't get a car.
Sometimes you're not going to get it. But wasn't middle school when that started, like the, I forget what it was called, but you could send like a gram to somebody, a Valentine's Day rose
or
like the lollipop gram. I think that was like around
middle school. Well, these days in the middle schools, it's all about paternity tests.
Yes. See, I went to grade school, not middle school. So it was all from kindergarten through eighth grade. So there was no, no cutoff. So, and now it's, I feel like it's the onus is on the parents. So like all of my kids went in with stuff to give to their classmates.
Kids are not allowed.
Oh, they're not allowed.
No, and so it was like you can't bring in cupcakes, you can't bring in cards. And for us, Casey, growing up, it was through eighth grade as well. So, but Ben's school, there's like you're not allowed to bring in anything Valentine's Day related, which I thought was like that's a little harsh.
Well, is it part of the deal to sort of fight kids feeling left out?
Part of it is that I think also part of it honestly is like the peanut allergy.
I thought that was
you know, there's no cupcakes for kids because one kid might get sick, and I'm not dismissing that. That's a totally valid reason.
I remember Casey we used to have Peter Peanut walk around during Valentine's Day, and he had little peanut dust guns that he was firing in the air.
And his buddy Shelly the Shellfish
yes. Hurling all this at lovers. Here's your peanuts and shellfish.
Are you not allowed to bring in cupcakes on your birthday too then?
Nope.
Or?
None.
Oh
my God.
Yeah, they cut it off entirely.
My wife used to go with somebody who to school with somebody who was a part of the Carvel family. So they would Carvel ice cream on this girl's birthday. That, to me, that's what was one of the joys of going to elementary school.
Yeah.
Cupcakes and ice cream.
Huh.
By the way, I had a Fudgy the Whale story I'm looking for right now.
I do have a question then. All right,
Fudgy the Whale become something for Valentine's Day?
No, but they were going to make it available. Hang on a second. Let me see if I can find it. I'm sorry. Every time you guys mention something, I know I have it.
I have a whole
stack of stuff that I have to dig through to find it, but I saw it the other day and thought it was worth bringing up, and I'm stalling.
Was there ever a Carvel? Okay.
Let's see. Fudgy has been around since the 70s, and the cake features two layers of chocolate, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
They're selling take-home Fudgy the Whale pints for the first time.
Oh, take-home Fudgy pints.
Like ice
cream. Yes. Ooh. Yeah, that's what Fudgy the Whale is.
Right, there was an ice cream cake.
Yes, they're going to make it into a pint. So.
Okay.
And they're also going to do Cookie Puss as well, I believe. So both cakes are topped with whipped cream and chocolate sauce, and now they both are available in pint form and can be ordered through Grubhub, DoorDash, and Uber Eats now through the 15th.
Are there any Carvel stores at all anymore?
Yes, there are.
Because there used to be one in Wynwood.
I just got a cookie badge last night.
And the only
cookie badge.
They were closing down, and that was the only place where you could get extra cookie crumbles.
Cookie batch has super long sprinkles.
Right.
But it was the only place you could get the extra cookie crumbles, which I never knew you could do until I met my wife's family. And
I love Carvels.
Yeah.
Right? And for those, it was pretty much on demand, whatever you wanted.
There's one in Cherry Hill, Case.
One in Freehold.
Yeah, there's two or three in South Jersey.
Case, there's one right within 3 miles.
By the way, Kim Graff, our singing Telegram listener, is on the line. Hi, Kim.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
I'm good. Happy Valentine's Day.
Same to you. I'm sure you're busy today.
Yep, we are. It's our busiest day of the year. It's my annual call to you guys, so...
Can you sing us something?
Sing us something, yeah.
Don't be shocked, you'll do great. Harry, Harry, Ball
Sack. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. That's what you call a mashup in the Valentine's world.
That is.
Yeah. Mashup for you guys. You
know,
I've been working on that for a while. I just wanted to say hi. Happy Valentine's Day. And we have a Valentine's Day package. I know you guys are talking about people screwing up and not getting anything. So
do tell, because this is a wonderful gift to give.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So if anybody's interested, please call Chris at Classic Singing Telegram. It's 856-217-2422.
There's something that's actually unique.
Yeah. Yeah, and ask for me. I'm free.
There we go.
Ask
awesome.
For Kim.
Yeah.
She'll sing the Harry Balzac song
What's the number again?
I love you guys. Happy Valentine's Day.
Kim, give the number one more time.
Okay, so it is 856. Sorry, I put it away. 856. 217-2422, classicsingingtelegram.com.
There you go.
Yeah. If she were to sing it, you would probably be able to remember
the
number.
Like if they could only had access to jingle singers.
Happy Valentine's Day, Kim.
We'll see you later. By the way, she said she's free. She means she's available. She's not free of charge.
Yeah.
Exactly.
This is a big charity drive.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, we do need to take a break. We're going to do some more of these giveaways. In fact, when we return, we'll get to that. Another dinner, romantic dinner for two at Redstone. And listen, the people that... The stories that we didn't vote for, they still get some prizes.
Yes.
Everybody's going to win something.
Yeah.
So it's all good. We'll be back in just a moment. Some bizarre file stories are on the way, too. Stay with us.
Here we go. Here comes the MM Army.
What's going on?
Join Jackie Bam Bam Friday from 3:30 to 5:30 at the 21st Annual Philadelphia Tattoo Arts Convention at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. Friday from 5 to 7, Kathy Romano rocks the Philly Home and Garden Show at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center at Oaks.
93.3 WMMR, everything and everywhere that rocks.
I want to love you, PYT for the young thing.
Yeah!
Ah, sweet mystery of life, at last I found thee.
It's all about love today. You know what we'd like to do is have a chance for you to win a dinner, romantic dinner for two at Redstone American Grill in Plymouth Meeting tonight. Thank you to those guys for supplying that. But we have to hear your story, whatever that means. All right, so we'll take three callers right now, 215-263-WMMR, and tell us why you or your significant other deserves this, and we'll be the judges. And we'll do the bizarre file and come back and take those callers, and we'll get another winner. How about that?
I think we're doing some good here today.
I think we are. Call right now. We're going to do the bizarre file.
Now, bizarre. WMMR presents bizarre. Kristen and Steve's bizarre file.
And this morning, it's brought to you by Jack Frost and Big Boulder Ski Areas. Mark your calendar for the Preston and Steve Cardboard Classic, Friday, March 1st. And it is at Jack Frost. You can pick up $10 lift tickets at WMMR.com until the 17th, by the way. And ladies and gentlemen, that's 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
You right about that?
Yeah.
2 weeks from tomorrow.
And then 3.5 weeks is Camp Out for Hunger.
Yep. It's going to be here before you know it. All right. So we're going to start with this story. A man had to rescue his mother from the second floor during a fire at their home that allegedly began over a box of Cheez-Its.
Yes.
How did the fire begin over a box of Cheez-Its?
Two brothers and their 61-year-old mother were at home when an argument began over a box of Cheez-Its snack crackers. And that's when one of the brothers, who police say was intoxicated, locked his brother and mother inside the home and began pouring gasoline on the front steps of the house.
I'm gonna burn this whole goddamn place down.
He then lit the home on fire, trapping the two inside.
Hope you enjoyed eating all my Cheez-Its.
The brother was able to lift his mother down from the second story window and then get himself out safely. The man who started the fire, only described as a 32-year-old man, was taken into custody. It's unclear what charges he is facing. I'm guessing arson's going to be one of those.
Yeah. And attempted murder if he locked him in the house. Yeah,
that's insane.
You're a goddamn idiot.
Cheez-Its are freaking awesome.
They are, and I understand.
But that's a bit far. Listen to this. A monkey kidnapped a 2-year-old boy from a house in India so it had someone to play with, and then hugged the boy and refused to give it back.
Bubbles, did you get him?
It was a contract job, Preston.
The primate and the baby can be seen sitting by the roadside. As the monkey tries to peel something from the child's hair. A woman who spots the baby can be seen approaching the primate to rescue the baby who was thought to have been taken from a house, but the monkey refuses to let it go. The woman can be heard saying, "From where did you get the baby? Let me take it home." After which the monkey hugs...
You do understand I don't speak English, correct?
After which the monkey hugs the kid and refuses to let the woman take him along with her. The monkey appears to be acting playfully with the toddler, but the baby had no idea as to what was going on or how to escape out of its clutches.
And those things are super strong.
Yeah, the woman continues trying to cajole the primate into letting go of the toddler, but soon retreats to assess her options. A bystander who witnessed the event immediately captured it on his cell phone in case anything went wrong. But in a similar event earlier, a monkey... entered inside a house and pinned a baby on the floor while it was confronted by the family members in India. The monkey's attempts to flee with the baby failed as members of the house spotted the ape and circled it around it, preventing it from escaping. And there have been other incidents of babies being stolen by monkeys.
Don't they have daycare in India?
I guess. I don't know, man.
Is the monkey here yet?
Look closer. Well, for the second time in as many weeks, a Florida man has been arrested for battering a woman with a burrito.
Second time.
In 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Police charged that Peter Alacqua got into an argument with his girlfriend Friday in their residence. After Alacqua allegedly shoved the woman into a chair in their bedroom, he threw his burrito at the victim, striking her in the face with the food item.
All right, if you were going to pick a Mexican dish as an offensive weapon,
wow,
what would you go? I would not go with the burrito.
No.
I would connect 2 churros with a rope and use them as nunchucks.
Okay.
I mean, you could toss a quesadilla like almost like a frisbee.
Right. I was going to say a tostada.
Yes. Yes. Tostada. And you could nibble the edges into a serrated.
Yeah. So it's like a shirkin, like,
right?
Like throwing a star.
Right.
Or just take jalapenos and somehow
squeeze them in somebody's eyes.
Kathy wins. Kathy wins.
That's good,
Kathy.
Yeah.
All right. When a sheriff's deputy arrived at the home in response to a 911 call, the woman had, quote, the contents of the burrito dispersed across her face, neck, and left chest shoulder area.
It's burrito!
Alacqua fled the area before cops arrived and refused to return home when contacted on a cell phone. He subsequently turned his phone off and no further contact was made.
I did something really bad. I attacked a woman with a burrito.
Police eventually caught up with Alacqua yesterday afternoon and arrested him on a misdemeanor domestic battery charge.
Can't wait to see the Dateline special on this one.
His rap sheet includes prior arrests for cocaine possession, aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, methamphetamine possession, domestic battery, violating probation, and possession of drug paraphernalia.
No.
Yep, that's our man.
Florida man, Florida man.
This is a great story. Police at Towson University are asking the campus for help in identifying a woman who they say has been roaming the grounds, asking students if they would date her son.
Oh, man.
Mom! The potential matchmaker is in her...
Well, I know it would be difficult for you because you have such a small peepee.
The potential matchmaker is in her 50s and was wandering campus dressed in a multicolored scarf, jeans, and a long-sleeved striped shirt.
This is Beverly Goldberg.
The Baltimore Sun reported that she approached students at the Cook Library and Center for the Arts last week and showed them a picture of her on her cell phone asking if they would date her son. The complaints from students, police issued an incident advisory with a link of surveillance video footage of the woman and asked the police, the public to contact the department with information. And the woman is not wanted in a criminal investigation.
How do you live that down? You have to switch schools. There's no way you can continue to go to that school.
Yep. And one last story. A substitute teacher from North Carolina has resigned following allegations she told a 10-year-old student wearing athletic apparel that his clothing was prison attire. And said a few other things, too. The substitute teacher allegedly told officials at the Wake County school system that she no longer wanted to be listed as a substitute teacher in the district's database. Billy Bird, whose son goes to the school, said the incident took place at Rand Road Elementary School, North Carolina, on Friday during his music class. She also allegedly told the students that Martin Luther King Jr. died by suicide and was not assassinated.
Oh, I want to be listed as an astronaut.
The father said the teacher then became frustrated with the students and accused them of harassment. She allegedly told the son, Nathan, and other black students that they would go to prison for their attire. And he said, we always dress him in the best that we can afford. For her to say that, him having athletic wear or attire on was put in that position to go to prison, that really bothered me.
And as I was saying, class, Bigfoot works for Pizza Hut.
Seen it.
Perhaps she should not be instructing children.
Bird told the publication the substitute teacher had trouble trying to calm down the students and they were not listening to her directions. He said that the teacher told students that they were not real Christians if they did not support Donald Trump. A representative confirmed that the teacher resigned following the allegations. So they are out of there.
Didn't want to be a stupid teacher anyway.
And that is what I have for you in the Bizarre File. All right, today is all about love. And
love.
We are here to help you out if you need some help in sending you to a romantic dinner for two tonight at Redstone American Grill, great restaurant in Plymouth Meeting, right by the right in the, or it's not in, but it's next to the Plymouth Meeting Mall.
It's,
right.
It's within walking distance of the Plymouth Meeting Mall,
and
like 40 yards.
Yeah, and they have set us up with $100 dinner, so we'll cover you up to $100. That should be no
problem for you.
And you just got to get the tip. But we need people to tell us why, you know, you want this romantic dinner for two, and it could be for whatever reason you want. In the years past, we've done, you know, you've messed up, we need to hear why you didn't have any plans for tonight, or why your significant other is so great. We'll do a combination of all that. Whatever you want to tell us.
You have to catch our fancy.
And there will be consolation prizes. So everybody wins who gets through. We have three callers that are on the line, so let's talk to them and find out what the story is. I'm going to go to Jeff. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, man? Hey.
All right, how you doing? Gadzooks.
Gadzooks, buddy. Okay, so do tell us. Why do you think we should award you this today?
Well, my wife, Lori, and I have been married for 25 years, and we just keep putting off celebrating the anniversary. A lot of it's because of our kids. We just want to, you know, put out for our three children. And so now I'm off work because I had my meniscus worked on, and when they were doing that, they found out I got to have ACL surgery. So,
Well, let me ask you, Jeff, is in fact today your anniversary?
No.
Oh, okay.
June is our anniversary. But
okay, but you celebrated on the February 14th.
No, well, you're just saying they haven't gotten around to doing anything special for the 25 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we thought about doing it this year, but with the ACL stuff, that probably isn't going to happen.
All right, so you've had some surgery issues, and for the years you've been sort of, you give to your kids, and have you ever done anything romantic for her to acknowledge your love?
Well, we're like, I think it was Casey was saying, like, instead of buying a card, we'll go to Walmart together or something, and I'll show her the card.
You'll show her a card at Walmart?
Yeah. If I was going to buy her a card, this would be a card I'd pick up.
So you won't buy a card, but you'll lease one.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Jeff, we'll consider that. Hang on the line, cool. Okay?
All right, thank you.
Man, one of the best anniversaries I ever had is when Michelle and I just decided, we're like, I didn't get you anything. You didn't get me anything? Let's go to the mall, and you get what you want, and I'll get what I want, and happy anniversary. I was like, that was great.
Sort of carte blanche.
I loved it.
Yeah, let me ask you, on the other side of the coin, if you have not been with someone, you were involved in a relationship or dating anyone, did you get morose on Valentine's Day? I never did.
Yeah, I did.
You did, yeah.
I always, believe it or not, I was always wanting to have a relationship. I always wanted to be. And when I was single, I really wanted to be with somebody. I would get a little down if I was single on Valentine's Day.
I would use that opportunity to practice kissing with my buddies.
Okay, like you, in case we were talking about yesterday. Yeah. Hey, Chuck,
we're gonna get so good at this. Yeah.
Tell you, next Valentine's Day, I'm gonna be kissing like a pro.
I'm gonna go to John next. John, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are we doing today?
We are doing well. So we need to hear about you, please.
All right. Me and the wife have been together for about 13 years going on now, and not married officially, but, you know, the whole been together for 13 years.
Sure, yeah. But you call her the wife.
You know it.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Just really, the past 7 years, just really haven't done anything just due to children and work, really hectic schedule. We both work for Wawa. She's a manager and I do facility. So just with the hectic schedules, really haven't been able to get out there and enjoy Valentine's Day. And in the past 7-8 years, we have a 2-year-old child.
Has she ever done anything romantic for you? Have you ever done anything romantic for her?
We have. I mean, we usually, no cars or nothing like that. We just usually go to AC. We used to, and just, you know, I mean, spend a night down AC and do something like that on the fly. We usually do
right.
stuff. But yeah, just 5 years ago, I had son passed away prematurely. I was just 24 weeks old. And from that point, just trying to play catch up with everything. And I really haven't been out there to do much. So.
Right.
With your hectic schedules, are you guys both available tonight?
Yes, we actually, she's actually off. She's visiting her mother in the hospital, undergoing cancer treatment right now. So she's doing that right now. And I feel like I'm laying a bunch of sap on you, but it's all true. All that's true kind of thing. But,
and you want to do something nice for her.
Exactly, just to get her head out of the building right now.
But, all right.
Why haven't you guys gotten married?
I don't know. It's just, she has the rock. She has the whole thing. It's just. I don't know. It's mainly me. I just don't want to mess up a good thing we have going on. You know what I mean?
You know what?
That whole marriage thing.
Listen, you have rotated this woman's half and half, I think, honestly.
Wawa.
Yeah, Wawa. I think. Listen, whatever makes you, whatever works for you. But I'm 22 years married, and it's a wonderful thing if you can swing it.
All right, well, hang on a second, John. Don't forget, everybody gets something here. So we're going to go next to Nicole. Hi, Nicole. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful. Nicole, we'd like to hear a little bit about your story, please.
Okay, so me and my fiancé have been together for next month. It'll be 2 years. We actually met at work, working at Amazon. I recently, a month ago, had a miscarriage. I had to have surgery for it, and my surgery turned into something completely different than it should have turned into. Apparently, my body wouldn't stop bleeding, so they had to do a hysterectomy.
Oh, wow. So sorry to hear that,
man,
Nicole.
That sucks.
So it's been kind of hard. He took 3 weeks off of work to help stay home and take care of me, which was kind of hard. So we're a little short, with cash and doing stuff today.
Right. But when you needed him, he stepped up and has he been very attentive to you?
Yes, he was. He was there to help me get out of bed and go to the bathroom, and it was just a difficult time.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Fair enough. Hang on the line. We'll get your information, Nicole. We'll just stay right there. Okay.
We've got some more dramatic stories to deal with here.
Quick. We got Jeff, 25 years together. They never really got around to celebrating that 25 years. He's got an ACL surgery, has time off now so they can go out, and they have 3 kids. And he throws a discus. No, John has been together with the wife, quote unquote, for 13 years. They're not married. The last 7 years, they haven't really done anything. They have a 2-year-old. And he had said he had a son that passed away, right?
Did he say that?
24 months.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, and her mom is going through cancer treatment.
That's heavy.
Then you have Nicole. I know, I knew we were going to head down a heavy road here. And then we have Nicole, fiance, 2 years. She just recently had a miscarriage, turned into more complicated issues, and had to get a hysterectomy. And she had to take 3 weeks off work, and he had to take 3 weeks off work to take care of her.
But that's honestly, you test love, and you test the whole deal, and it's the good and the bad, and the tough times. So what are you thinking, Preston?
Through sickness and in health.
Exactly.
And all that good stuff. Everybody's going to get something, so you can't feel bad about it, but I would like to give Nicole, her and her fiance, a chance to go off to dinner.
I second that emotion.
All right, so 2, that's on Steve.
I third that.
All right, 3 for Kathy.
I fourth that.
Casey?
Yeah, John had me at Wawa and then lost me at Valentine's Day. So
Valentine's.
Yeah, I'm going to vote for Nicole.
No,
as well.
He got Jackie Bam Bam's vote.
All right, Nicole. Nicole, you're going to dinner tonight.
Yay.
Thank you, Daddy.
What's that?
Thank you, Daddy.
No.
Oh.
Her phone was breaking.
Oh, okay. All right.
I gotcha. All right. So what's your fiance's name?
Jordan.
Jordan. Okay. You and Jordan are going to go and have dinner tonight at Redstone American Grill in Plymouth Meeting. It's a $100 dinner that we'll cover. And anything beyond that, you'll have to pick up. And, of course, the tip. But nonetheless, we need a reservation time. Okay. So we have 5, 5:37, and 8 left.
We'll probably have to do 8 because I have to pick up my kids. So.
Okay.
Okay, so these are very they're going to be packed tonight.
Yes, to get a reservation on Valentine's Day is very difficult.
By the way, Kathy, who do we need to thank over there at Redstone? Who took care of this?
Everybody at Redstone. They're all wonderful. But Mike and I believe it was Amanda helped us out with everything.
Okay.
And
Mike Musselman?
Yes.
I love Mike. He's great.
Yeah, and he was helping us from, he's in Minnesota, and he was helping
us. He's the manager, right?
Yeah.
He's
a
super nice guy.
He wants to do a bourbon flight thing with you sometime.
I know. Yeah. I would love to do that.
Yeah, make sure you have a ride home for that.
Exactly.
But listen, they had a fire about a month ago, and they had to close, and so they are reopened and obviously open tonight, and everything is up and running. I went there on the day they opened just to make sure
okay, good.
That everything was good. And it's perfect.
By the way, our other callers, so Jeff and John, are going to win something. Jeff has actually won a pair of passes to meet Ty Pennington on Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Home and Garden Show at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center in
Oaks.
That's
very cool.
And tickets for the Home and Garden Show at are at phillyhomeandgarden.com. And then John and his wife have won a pair of tickets to see Trevor Noah at the Met Philly. It's the 10 p.m. show on May 3rd. Tickets for that show are on sale now at themetphilly.com, and there are a few tickets that remain for the first two shows.
Okay, excellent.
So everyone's getting something.
Yep. Am I reading this?
Yeah, it's a sad story, too. I don't know if it's legit. But...
okay, this is from a listener. It says, hi, my boyfriend has no scrotum. Can I get a pizza and a case of beer?
Yeah.
We'll work on that for you.
Also a sad story.
We're going to take a break, and we'll come back in just a moment. And I'm going to give you the history of this Valentine's Day celebration, which some things you may not have known before. And we'll do another round of dinners to give away. We'll be back in a minute. Stay with us.
What's new?
Glad you asked.
Ghost. This friendship, this chip is now coursing through your soul. Bad Wolves. Your head, the Struts. Ooh,
your body's
lost,
your body's lost. Ooh, ooh, your body's lost.
New music. More of everything that rocks.
I'm 93.3 WMMR.
There's a, I got to play this bit for you. And since Valentine's Day, love and so forth, that maybe it leads to a wedding. Last night on, I guess it was last night, Jimmy Kimmel had Josh
Groban
on, the singer.
Yes.
And revealed that he has come out with a wedding album.
Yes.
And it's all about weddings.
The weddings themselves.
Yes. And it's hilarious. It's a shtick. It's a bit.
Yeah.
I've got to play the audio for you, so this is great. I don't know where it picks up. I don't know if it's Jimmy's intro or it goes right into it, but here we go.
Josh Married has a song for...
That's called Josh Married. Here we go.
Free marital moment. Songs like...
You're about to get married. Wow, look at you.
The best man speech.
The best man speech was all inside jokes and nobody laughed. Nobody laughed. The best
cocktails and hors d'oeuvres.
We really underestimated the desire for shrimp.
Father-daughter dance.
Everyone's watching you slow dance with your dad. It's weird.
The ladies' room is temporarily closed.
Someone puked in the ladies' room. And everybody knows it was you, Aunt Lisa. Everybody knows it was you.
And many more, including...
Randoms, randoms. Who are all these randoms? Randoms, randoms. The ring bearer's pants. This is the last song. The venue has a curfew. The band f***s about it. Uh-huh.
Josh Married is not available in stores. If you want to hear it, you'll have to book him to sing it live.
I charge $1 million.
After party at the Ramada, room 1258. It's definitely gonna suck.
Email josh.buttervoice@yahoo.com.
I also do bar mitzvahs.
Well done.
Great, man.
Very, very funny. I believe it is time for me to put on the historian.
Oh, yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, today is Valentine's Day, and you may not be aware of the history of Valentine's Day.
And now,
from the library high atop Tower 1 in the WMMR Learning Annex. It is The Historian.
Mm. And there's a few things in here I was not aware of, so...
I always forget the genesis of Valentine's Day. And it's always interesting to relearn it every year.
Well, the history of Valentine's Day and the story of its patron saint is shrouded in mystery.
We're talking St. Patrick.
Uh-huh. No.
Oh.
What? Valentine. Mm-hmm. We do not know... we do know that February has long been celebrated as a month of romance and that St. Valentine's Day, as we know it today, contains vestiges of both Christian and ancient Roman tradition.
I love vestiges.
But who was St. Valentine and how did he become associated with this ancient rite?
How, historian, how?
The Catholic Church recognizes at least three different saints named Valentine or Valentinus, all of whom were martyred. I didn't know that. I didn't know that there were multiple ones. One legend contends that Valentine was a priest who served during the 3rd century in Rome when Emperor Claudius II decided that single men made better soldiers than those with wives and families. He outlawed marriage for young men. Valentine, realizing the injustice of the decree, defied Claudius and continued to perform marriages for young lovers in secret.
What the hell, dude?
When Valentine's actions were discovered, Claudius ordered that he be put to death. Other stories suggest that Valentine may have been killed for attempting to help Christians escape harsh Roman prisons where they were often beaten and tortured.
So the first scenario has them forbidding marriage for young men to make them better soldiers. They're not beholden to wives and families.
Yep.
And they'll be better kill machines.
And he secretly was conducting wedding ceremonies.
And so the second scenario.
It was helping him. Valentine was helping Christians escape harsh Roman prisons.
Right.
According to one legend, an imprisoned Valentine actually sent the first Valentine greeting himself after he fell in love with a young girl, possibly his jailer's daughter, who visited him during his confinement.
Ooh, the ultimate forbidden love.
Before his death, it is alleged that he wrote her a letter signed "From Your Valentine."
I love you so much. I'm in prison. Your father's friggin' prison, by the way. LOL.
So it's an expression that is still in use today, from your Valentine.
I ask you, can you find it in your heart to love me too, from your Valentines?
Although the truth behind the Valentine legend is murky, the stories all emphasize his appeal as a sympathetic hero.
Yes.
And most importantly, romantic figure. By the Middle Ages, perhaps, thanks to this reputation, Valentine would become one of the most popular saints in England and France.
And now, when did he start writing greeting cards?
Well, I do eventually get to that.
All right.
But while some believe that Valentine's Day is celebrated in the middle of February to commemorate the anniversary of Valentine's death or burial, which probably occurred around 270 A.D., others claim that the Christian church may have decided to place St. Valentine's Day feast in the middle of February in an effort to Christianize the pagan celebration of Lupercalia.
Lupercalia.
Now, celebrated at the Ides of February, or February 15th, Lupercalia was a fertility festival dedicated to Faunus, the Roman god of agriculture, as well as to the Roman founders Romulus and Remus.
It was the holiday that followed Supercalifragilistic.
To begin the festival, members of the Luperci, an order of Roman priests, would gather at a sacred cave where the infants Romulus and Remus, the founders of Rome, were believed to have been cared for by a she-wolf or lupa.
Nothing ever good happens in a cave.
The priests would sacrifice a goat for fertility and a dog for purification. They would then strip the goat's hide into strips, dip them into the sacrificial blood, and take to the streets, gently slapping both women and crop fields with the goat hide.
Gently slapping.
Far from being fearful, Roman women welcomed the touch of the hides because it was believed to make them more fertile in the coming year.
Well, who wouldn't want some blood-dipped goat hide slapped in their face?
Later in the day, according to legend, all the young women in the city would place their names in a big urn.
How did the goat hide become a Whitman sampler, Preston?
The city's bachelors would each choose a name and become paired for the year with his chosen woman, and these matches often ended in marriage.
That's... When you stop and think about it, we talk about having a tough dating scene these days.
Oh.
It wasn't a walk in the park back then.
Well, at least they just paired you up in a...
Hear about Ethel? She didn't get slapped in the face with a goat hide at all.
Lupercalia survived the initial rise of Christianity and was outlawed, but it was eventually outlawed as it was deemed unchristian at the end of the 5th century when Pope Galatius declared February 14th, St. Valentine's Day.
You got to knock that crap off.
I didn't know that the Pope had designated
Neither did
Saint
I.
St. Valentine's
no,
Day.
No, I didn't know that.
Is it considered a Catholic holiday?
Well, yeah. All I know is my mom always says St. Valentine's Day. She won't say Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, really?
She'll say Happy St. Valentine's Day.
Wasn't it... Then the church officially stopped recognizing it as a church holiday not that long? I may be way off on this, but I think like the church sort of disowned it, for lack of a better term, recently.
I don't know. Like St. Christopher?
Didn't
they rescind St. Christopher?
My church always does a Valentine's Day mass, a special mass where you can renew your vows.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyhow, it was not until much later, however, that the day became definitively associated with love.
Love.
During the Middle Ages, it was commonly believed in France and England that February 14th was the beginning of birds' mating season.
Ooh.
Which added to the idea... which added to the idea... that the middle of Valentine's Day should be a day for romance.
We're talking the actual bird. We're not talking like Larry Bird.
No.
Okay. No.
This would be avian creatures.
But right. Actual birds. By the way, they fly south, right? So there should be a ton of them down there right now. Is that where they all go to get married?
Yeah.
Destination wedding?
What are you talking about?
Birds.
Birds, yeah. Where they mate.
I don't know. This started somewhere in Europe.
Yeah.
Valentine greetings were popular as far back as the Middle Ages. Though written Valentines didn't begin until to appear until after 1400.
All right, so that's it. Still goes back quite a way.
The oldest known Valentine still in existence today was a poem written in 1415 by Charles, Duke of Orleans, to his wife while he was imprisoned in the Tower of London following his capture at the Battle of Agincourt.
It's interesting how many romantic episodes occur because somebody's locked up.
Yeah. So we're kind of like, so Valentine's Day is always considered to be a Hallmark holiday.
Yes.
What we're finding out here is that it kind of isn't. It's been around a long, 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 long time.
Well, that is why I brought it up today.
The historian pulls back the curtain on history. That's what he does. Now, however, though, we did naturally assume, the whole idea of cards and everything. But he's saying right now that goes back, you said, to the 14th century?
Yeah, 1415.
Okay.
The greeting, by the way, that poem is now part of the manuscript collection of the British Library in London.
What does it say on it?
You know what? I don't know.
Is it the classic roses are red?
Yeah.
Violets are blue?
Where's the wine?
Yeah.
Yeah. Several years later, it is believed that King Henry V hired a writer named John Lydgate to compose a Valentine note to Catherine of Valois.
You're good with words.
Yeah. So, typical Valentine's Day greetings. In addition to the United States, Valentine's Day is celebrated in Canada, Mexico, the United Kingdom, France, and Australia.
Yeah, it's funny because we're familiar with it here, but you think of it, where it is around the world.
I'd always thought of it as just kind of an American holiday.
Yeah.
In Great Britain, Valentine's Day began to be popularly celebrated around the 17th century. By the middle of the 18th, it was common for friends and lovers of all social classes to exchange small tokens of affection or handwritten notes. And by 1900, printed cards began to replace written letters due to improvements in printing technology.
It's another one of those holidays that for some reason or another, you have to get candy or give candy on.
Right.
Like, so
yeah, they always tack stuff on.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Like, so Valentine's Day, Halloween, Easter is a candy holiday.
Boiled ham.
New this year from
the Lauer collection. This Valentine's Day, do something special. Boiled ham.
Yeah.
She'll love it.
But not just candy, flowers too, remember?
Yeah.
There's a little bit of that involved as well. But it says ready-made cards were an easy way for people to express their emotions in a time when direct expression of one's feelings was discouraged.
I hope John Paul decrees that the sign of love will be a rose dipped in gold for $59. You cannot beat that deal. And next week, we're going to talk about Argentium.
Oh, God. The papal decree, huh?
Yes.
Cheaper
can't ignore that.
Cheaper postage rates also contributed to an increase in the popularity of sending Valentine's Day greetings. I guess, I don't know, maybe they made them cheaper on that day? I don't know. Americans,
or just because they got more efficient at it, postage, postal rates in general probably dropped and made it more appealing.
Maybe so. Americans probably began exchanging handmade Valentines in the early 1700s.
So there you go.
That's when it started here.
All right. So have we reached candy and the accoutrement that go along with the whole holiday?
I don't have that in this particular history of it. In the 1840s, Esther A. Howland began selling the first mass-produced Valentines in America. And Howland, known as the mother of the Valentine, made elaborate creations with real lace, ribbons, and colorful pictures known as scrap.
Kathy, then now we're getting into your territory, where this is all floral and hearty up in that bitch.
Today, according to the Greeting Card Association, an estimated 145 million Valentine's Day cards are sent each year, making Valentine's Day the second largest card-sending holiday of the year.
The revenue is just crazy.
More cards are sent on Christmas than Valentine's Day.
I would imagine, though, when you're... Okay. Where does Mother's Day fall in this as well, as far as you...
That's the number one flowers...
Mother's Day.
It is, right? Mother's Day.
Because everyone has a mother.
Yeah. So, but where Mother's Day falls with cards, I'm not really sure.
No, that's more, that's less boiled ham and more,
Mother's
deal.
Mother's Day is number three, Steve. So for cards being sent in the U.S. of A., Christmas number one, Valentine's Day number two, Mother's Day number three, Father's Day number four, and then Easter.
Wow.
Steve, where did you had mentioned something to me, and I didn't get a chance to, I don't know if you sent it to me or what, but it was exchanging Valentines at work?
Yeah, no, it was just a general trending topic on Twitter.
Okay.
And it was just raised the notion of it, and I was reading a couple of them, and some people said, now you have to be a little bit more, and I'm curious about this, where we stand, because, or just a benevolent Valentine's card at work. But I did see a few people in the Twitter streams suggest that it is still a benign way to sort of ask someone out at work.
Give him a Valentine?
Right.
Then that means Sarah Parker has asked me out every year.
She was getting a Valentine?
She's awesome, yeah.
Yeah, she does hand out cards.
I think it's the sweetest thing.
I think we're married.
Yeah. Where do you think we stand on that now with all the HR stuff? And
I say you got to tread lightly, and you need to be ready to find another job if that is the case. If you're gonna take a leap of faith like that, be prepared.
So, Kathy, what if you came into work today and you pulled open your drawer in your desk and there was a boiled ham sitting there?
Well, remember when I worked at Channel 10 years ago, somebody left roses on my car and didn't say who it was, and it was in a box. And so security called, and they had to treat it as if it was a bomb.
get it off my car.
And they called me down, and I was like, what the hell is going on? And so the kid was so embarrassed that had happened that he didn't say it was him. So, like, nobody...
How'd you find out?
Well, it was a bow tie. It was wrapped in a bow tie, so you knew exactly who it was.
It was Hurricane Schwartz.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I
figured
it out.
There's a storm in my pants for you.
I figured it out because I saw where the flowers were from, and I knew that that's where he lived. What? He lived in that town.
Oh, man. You didn't like that, huh?
No, yeah, it was
the look
nice
on your face.
It was nice.
Yeah, but it was creepy.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't creepy. It just was like, what?
No, it's completely creepy. You were creeped out by it.
I had made it clear a number of times.
You had rebuffed his advances. No, okay.
Yeah, were you already in a relationship at that time?
Yeah.
With his dad?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm seeing your father.
I'm seeing your father.
No, it was his mom.
It would be weird.
She's good, too.
Kathy, doesn't Jackie Bam Bam leave you something every year, or is that just for Christmas?
I get Victoria's Secret gift cards for Christmas. That's like an HR nightmare, too, but I'm like, keep him coming. He buys me a new bra every year. Yeah.
You know, from Jackie, though, it's, again, I think so much of this, and, it's weird to say it, but you put it in context. Jackie's totally benign.
Oh, all about that. Love.
And it's done with the purest of reasons. But
do you see the sled? Not to get off topic, but sled that's going to be Jackie Bam Bam themed.
No, I did not. Classic. Oh, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. It's a Wheel of Fortune. I don't want to spoil it.
All
but
right,
it's a Wheel
right
of Fortune theme, and there's some Jackie Bam Bam love.
So every reason to go, extra reason to go to Cardboard Classic this year.
Yeah.
right, Casey's giving me a wrap-up signal, which means we can't do this here.
We can solicit here and then come back to it.
What we're going to do is we're going to take a break. When we come back, we will take three more callers, and we'll just hear your story about the person that you love, the relationship that you're in, and why you think you deserve a last-minute romantic Valentine's Day dinner at Redstone American Grill tonight on us. So,
the historian has officially ended.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Leave the library of Tower 1 at the WMMR Learning Annex.
Some interesting things about Valentine's Day you may not be aware of.
Very informative, historian.
Thank you, sir. All right, we'll take a break. Call now, 215-263-WMMR. We will be back in just a moment.
This 93.3 WMMR audio on demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Hey, it's Preston. Listen, I'd like to thank Jack Frost Mountain for sponsoring today's podcast. We are headed back to Jack Frost on Friday, March 1st for our 13th annual Preston and Steve Cardboard Classic. Go to WMMR.com to score $10 lift tickets and for details on how to register your sled to compete for cash and prizes. From WMMR and JFBB, where the snow comes first.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. All the big-name brands, they have them. Visit FrenchCreekOutfitters.com for additional info. French Creek Outfitters, why take a chance with anybody else?
Choose to love in any language with a Valentine's Day spa package from Hand & Stone Massage and Facial Spa. Visit HandAndStone.com or one of their 50 locations and give the gift of relaxation this Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day is here, and there's still time to get one of Steven Singer's famous 24-karat gold-tip roses starting at just $59. Go now to IHStevenSinger.com and order online to pick up in-store at the other corner of 8th and Walnut with free parking. That's IHStevenSinger.com.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
So this morning for Valentine's Day, we've been giving an opportunity for couples to win a dinner tonight on us. We've done this a few times over the years. So
love
a lot
you.
Of fun. Yes, exactly.
Love you.
Yeah, it's the day for love.
Love.
And we were taking calls from people to explain why they think that that we should set them up a dinner tonight.
Yeah, they got, for whatever reason, they caught, they got caught, and maybe they forgot. Maybe, the demands of life sneak up on you, and you don't plan anything. We're here to try to help.
And what? I just wanted to thank Megan at Redstone of Plymouth Meeting. That is the manager over there. I got the name wrong earlier.
So we got dinner. It's $100, basically, for you to use at Redstone tonight. You'll have to cover the tip. Please make sure you do that.
Listen, it's a little something, but it's the little things in love that count, Preston. And then, of course, the huge gifts as well.
Those are good, too. Yeah. All right, so we're going to take three callers, and then we'll vote on who of the three we think gets the dinner tonight. And we've got a, they're very specific reservation times. So the ones we have left are 5, 5:30, and 7. All right. So
and we've given them special instructions that if you show up late, they're allowed to beat you.
You've got to, you have to take that into consideration, unless you like getting beaten. I don't know. We're going to go to Patrick first. Hey, Patrick, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good, buddy. So we need to hear your story, whatever that may be. So go right ahead and tell us about you and your significant other.
My wife, Katie, may love you guys more than me, but that's quite all right. So we have four children, 12, 11, 7, and 6.
Wow.
And a lot of times I don't plan anything. Katie is the backbone of our family, holds us all together, plans everything we do.
Okay.
Just absolutely takes care. And this morning I heard it. I just called 82 times, roughly. My youngest son, before going off to school, was helping me on his phone call. He said, "Dad, you're not going to win. There's sad stories."
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And we lost a child March 13th. And, I told him that Shawshank Redemption, I'm going to get through, bud.
What?
You know what I mean? I'm going to build a library.
Oh, you like the way he crawled through the tunnel. You weren't saying you're going to end up in prison.
You're saying that hope is a good thing.
I'm not going.
Okay, all right.
But the thing about it is, it would be very special for me and my wife to have a night together.
Let me ask you something, Patrick. Have you ever done anything to show in a romantic way that you appreciate all she does for you?
I got to be honest, and no.
Okay. And you
to say I love you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She knows, but I don't go out of my way This isn't something I do.
Have you ever shown her the Shawshank Redemption? Just to explain how you perceive your relationship?
All right, listen, I understand. I'm going to help you out here, Patrick, because it says here on our screen, and this might be the case, it says you are romantically illiterate.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Okay. So you're not good at expressing your love or showing by doing certain deeds.
And sometimes I don't think she feels she's number one in my book.
Oh, okay. Now that's got to hurt you.
You know what I mean?
All right. We understand. We get the case, okay. And sometimes it's
hang
hard.
On.
Listen, guys, we've all had times when we feel we're unable to articulate the way we feel about someone in our lives. Casey,
yeah.
You and Preston fighting over yogurt. I remember that whole thing. It was very emotional.
It got real.
But I think what we learned there is that even though we don't say it all the time.
You both love yogurt.
We both love yogurt. And now I know that about him.
Yeah.
And he loves his yogurt. God. I love my yogurt.
You can move forward from that. Mm-hmm.
I love you.
You remember the scene with Boggs and Andy
in the
film room?
Yeah.
The prison rape. I mean, it says it all. I mean, if you can't draw a direct parallel to a preference for Greek yogurts.
Right.
I mean, he swallows what you give him to swallow.
That's right. Yogurt.
Honey, I'm thinking about you. Shawshank.
I wasn't going to bring this up, but Preston doesn't even realize that it's our third anniversary of our romantic dinner in Orlando, Florida.
Oh, man.
That's right. We were there for that.
Yeah. Are you hurt that he didn't remember?
Oh, my God. I expected it. I expected him to not remember.
Yeah. Okay, so we understand each other.
We understand each other, I'm not hurt. You know,
Preston?
I love this guy for who he is, not for who I want.
All I have to say to you is... The Green Mile.
Yeah. Stir Crazy is what I'm saying.
Stir Crazy.
All right. Another Stephen King prison movie.
Yeah. Brubaker.
Okay. Michael is online. Hey, Michael, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right, Michael, tell us about you and the whole story and why we should give you dinner tonight.
I'll tell you. After I just heard that guy's story, I'm voting for him.
That's very nice, Michael. Wow. But give yourself a shot. Don't sell yourself short.
Nah.
What prison movie do you want to reference?
Losing a kid, being romantically dysfunctional. I don't have those problems. I've had a pretty good life. I had a daughter that gave me a kidney a year and a half ago.
Whoa! Did you even need it?
Yeah.
Oh. Dude, that is awesome. To do that is an incredible thing. You got to be very proud of her.
Oh, more than words could say. And she gave me two great grandsons before that. And we're just very happy here and have a romantic story, but not that guy deserves it.
All right. You're serious. All right. Well,
I'm going to take the case of beer.
All right. Hang on, Michael. Right.
That's
sweet.
That's so a very nice guy.
No,
there's a guy who knows he's been blessed in life.
Yeah. I think I'm going to give the case of beer to that other guy as well.
Patrick.
Since Michael likes him so much.
Let me go to Matt, our third one. Hey, Matt, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. All right, Matt. What's the story? Dinner and why you want it?
So I've been with my girlfriend about a year and a half, and last year we just did something low key. We went to a fundraiser. This year, I don't know. I basically just told her, I'm like, you know what? I'll cook for you because I barely cook, and I figured I'd give it a shot. But ultimately, I feel bad for her in that situation. But
so you figured because you can't cook, you'd offer to cook for her this year, and you.
I'm good with the crock pot and the grill.
Not yeah. Okay.
So anyway,
you didn't plan that well, did you?
Yeah. In the past year, roughly, you know, a lot of stuff's been going on in my life. Like my mom had cancer. She lost her vision. I've kind of had to take on a majority of the role of taking care of her, and it's just been, you know, stressful.
Sure.
And, you know, impacted our relationship a little bit, but she's been unbelievably supportive and so low maintenance. You know.
It's almost as if she's not even there. So what would you tell us what you'd want to say to her right now?
Oh, I'm sorry, what was that?
Tell us what you'd want to say to her right now.
Oh, that I love her and I appreciate everything that she does for me.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. But, I mean, it's a simple message. Yeah. Okay. All right. All right, we got to weigh all these side by side now.
Yeah, hang on, Matt. Okay, so here's what we have. We have Pat, four kids, lost a child, loves Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, prison movies, that's his jam.
Yeah. Michael, daughter gave him a kidney, but he doesn't want anything because his story can't beat Pat's.
He's a genuine guy.
Then you have Matt, year and a half with the gal. He's a horrible cook, tried to cook for her. Mom had cancer. He's taking care of her, and she's a supportive girlfriend.
All right.
So, we need to vote. I've gone first every time. You guys go ahead.
All right. I was so impressed with Michael's generosity. I would like to honor his wish and go with Patrick.
Yep.
And I'm going to ditto that. I think that's exactly the right thing to do.
I'll vote the same way.
Salvation lies within. I'm giving it to Patrick.
Yeah.
From Shawshank.
It's the best part.
I feel like...
Oh, my God. For those of you who don't know, that's... what's his name?
Elmo Black.
Elmo Black.
Yeah. From Shawshank Redemption.
The real killer.
Yep.
It's the best part.
Oh, my God.
I think because that guy is like me and he's...
He's young, not terribly bright.
Yeah, that's true. Is he the winner?
Well, I don't... It's almost unanimous. It's,
well, then, you know what?
What?
Lord, it's a miracle!
It is! Oh, my God, I love it. Yeah, but you know what? Does he play golf?
It's the best part. She's f***ing this pricksy, this golf pro, but she's married to some other guy.
Nothing says romance.
Honestly. Yes, like Shawshank that and Redemption. The Notebook.
Yeah. All right, Patrick, you win.
You guys, you have no clue what this means.
Aww.
Oh, my God.
Do yourself, honestly, have a good time and let her know. Let her know what she means to you. Don't let, you know, take this as a step-off point and move ahead and make sure, remind her in every way you can, because it'll make a big difference in your life.
No, it does.
All right.
All right, so we do need to find out. Do you want to go? We only have three reservation times left, 5, 5:30, and 7 p.m.
Oh, 7 p.m.?
7 p.m. 7 p.m.
The time of love.
Do you have the price sheet?
No. You have that there. I have price sheets for Michael and Matt.
Hang on a second, buddy.
Both of those gentlemen are going to pick up a case of Yards Love Stout. Valentine's Day, that means love. Yards Love Stout, of course, creamy, rich, and satisfying. It is the perfect thing to bring to the one that you love. Look for Yards Love Stout at Fairfax Discount Liquors in Wilmington. And you can also find it at Branmar Liquors in Wilmington as well. And bring the love, bring Yards.
And you know what? It'll also help you love someone you're sort of so-so about.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love the half out of you.
Oh, my God. You know what? And this is a, I would imagine some people will probably sit down and maybe watch a rom-com, a romantic comedy, nice movie to make the evening complete.
I've decided that there is a movie that I will be watching, but go ahead with this list.
Well,
made the decision based on you sending me this list.
I have a list of romantic comedies with plots that are completely absurd.
Oh, okay.
And I know they may be movies you like, but if you'd step back and take a look at the actual plot of the movie and go, come on.
Yeah. To me, the lightest, breeziest, most fun, you just get swept away with it, rom-com, Shawshank Redemption.
Yes. Yes. People don't.
Oh, you reeled me back in, man.
Lord, it's a miracle.
It's the best part.
There's your mistaken identity. That's what you call the meet cute. I killed her.
Actually, that story is considered a love story of a friendship between Andy and Red and how these guys were with each other for so long. So, but anyway, no, I've got some romantic comedies with plots that are completely absurd.
Yes, let's hear.
So, like this movie I never saw, The Switch, Jason Bateman and Jennifer Aniston.
That's the one I just watched.
Yeah.
Best friends in this rom-com with a disturbing concept at its center. Bateman's Wally has feelings for Aniston's Cassie, but instead of telling her, he gets super drunk at her artificial insemination party, and he ends up knocking over her anonymous donor sample while he's in the bathroom and replaces it with his own semen without telling her.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yes, that's what it was.
Did you like it?
You know what? It was...
It's weird, right?
It was weird, but it was cute. There were some funny parts. I laughed at him. It was like, you know, it was good when you have nothing else to do.
It's I think in a way, Kathy, it's also meant you're not meant to be totally enamored of the of him? Like you're supposed to feel a little bit like, you know.
What about Jason Bateman?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's like annoying because he won't, because she's expressed that maybe she loves him, but he won't like move forward with it, even though he's completely in love with her.
So, and I love the comment in this. It says, that's right. He lets his best friend have his baby and only tells her 7 years later to stop her from marrying another man. It says, Hollywood says romantic comedy. I say horror story. If that happened in real life,
you would have a lawsuit.
Oh,
my.
Well,
you might have a murder-suicide.
Yeah. Come on. And also, you can't have an insemination party. The guy doesn't go into your bathroom and come out with a cup. Hey, it's a little more clinical than that.
Yep. I just pleasured myself in your sink, everybody. Yay! All right, now let's have some cake.
Here's a movie I never saw, 50 First Dates.
I think that's a super cute movie. So Drew Barrymore has this
like amnesia, right?
Amnesia.
Here, I'll read the synopsis. Henry becomes enamored with Lucy, a woman whose memory resets at the end of each day due to a traumatic accident. He spends every single day wooing her all over again until they eventually get married and have children. There's just one little problem, though. Lucy continues to wake up every single day not knowing who Henry is and must watch a video to orientate herself to her life each morning. You know, totally normal married people stuff.
Yeah.
But never saw it. There's some actual, some classic Adam Sandler. All the people that are always in Adam Sandler movies are in this movie.
Yeah.
Sean Astin plays a kind of a funny weightlifter brother.
Mm-hmm.
The family itself, all the people involved in this story are kind of lovable. And they have undeniable on-screen chemistry. So it is a cute movie, and the message is really nice.
Here's a movie, but the plot lines in real life
are
be
incredibly stupid and improbable.
Here's one called Only You. Came out in 1994. This is Robert Downey Jr. in this movie.
All right.
Thanks to I think it's Only You. Yeah. Thanks to a prank pulled by her brother when she was 11, a woman spends the rest of her life believing that she will only ever truly be happy if she finds a man named Damon Bradley. Coincidentally, the man she ends up engaged to has a friend named Damon Bradley, who she impulsively decides to fly to Rome to meet because that is a totally sane thing to do. Things only get more convoluted and nonsensical from there. No, that's not the movie I was thinking of.
That's Robert Downey Jr.'s in that one?
He's in Only You, and fun fact, he and Marissa Tomei ended up in the Marvel Universe together 20-some years
that's
later.
That's true.
I thought it was the one where he died and came back, his spirit took over a different person's body.
Oh,
and
you're thinking of Sex with a Dead Body.
No, and it was she's about to marry another guy, and he's the best man.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You remember
what was the name of that one?
It was another song
Iron
title.
Iron Man.
No, it was an Iron Man. It was another song title, because Only You is a song title, and I can't remember what the hell it is.
Who Let the Dogs Out?
Nick, can you look? It would go, are you on?
Is it in, like, 90s Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah, definitely. Only You.
Only Me?
Hearts and Souls? Heart and Souls?
I think that was at Heart and Soul.
Heart and there
Soul.
We go.
Yeah.
Kira Sedgwick, Charles Grodin. Yeah, that's it.
Yep, okay. All right, what else do we have here?
Tom Sizemore, Steve. Is in
Tom Sizemore. The honestly, when you think about rom-coms, the ranting and ravings of Tom Sizemore have to figure in there prominently.
How about another rom-com that has a
romance on meth?
Ridiculous plot point to it. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Oh, this is the one with Kate Hudson?
I hated that movie.
Yeah. Although the yellow dress she wears makes it worth seeing.
You're bringing it back.
Incredibly specific coincidences are the bread and butter of the rom-com world, but How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days takes chance encounters to a whole new level. Andy just happens to be working on an assignment that will show women how to get rid of a man in just 10 days when she meets Benjamin, a man who just happens to have recently made a bet that he can make any woman fall in love with him in 10 days.
What are the odds, Preston? It sounds like a recipe for fun and romance.
Doesn't it, though? I actually pulled up believe it or not, there are rom-com plot generators that you
can find
online.
Yes. In fact, the same people that put that one together put together a Hallmark Christmas movie generator.
Yeah, there's a few different ones, and you add in names and adjectives and locations, and it spits it out.
Let's call that up and see if we can add a few names to it.
Scenarios. All right, what women want.
This is the Mel Gibson.
They just redid it.
Yeah.
Did you like that movie?
Not really.
Neither did I.
No.
I thought it was, I'm not a big fan of hers.
I find her annoying. Helen Hunt.
Oh, Helen Hunt. Yeah.
In Twister, that was her. That's the role.
She was
annoying in Twister. She was annoying and Mad About You.
And then the Jack Nicholson one.
The one I did like her in that, though.
I like it.
As good as it gets.
Yeah, that was a good one. Okay, so what women want? A chauvinist jerk slips in the shower while holding a hairdryer and gains the ability to hear women's thoughts.
Instead of just dying.
The premise becomes uncomfortably invasive from there as he uses the intimate thoughts of the women around him to mold himself into a better person. But honestly, the hook alone has more than enough weird packed into it for one movie.
Nothing. We just don't have a whole lot of time.
Oh, we got to wrap it up.
Dick, God, that's what you're telling
me. Okay, yeah. I thought you had a point to make.
Nope, we're talking about love here, man.
All right, then I'll just do one more because there's a bunch on here. There's The Wedding Planner. There's Simply Irresistible. When in Rome. Which was a stupid movie.
Yeah.
Did you guys see it?
Yes.
Yeah.
We can put the rest of these up on the website for
I'll do that one. Frustrated by her lack of luck in love, a woman removes 4 coins from a fountain in Rome.
And the Pope dies.
Removing said coins causes their owners to fall madly in love with her.
Ooh.
And they engage in some pretty serious stalking.
Fun and romance ensues.
Yeah, but it says...
All against the backdrop of Rome.
It says it's funny, or at least the movie thinks it's funny. Yeah. So some of these rom-coms have stupid...
And what's not on that list is one that I hate is the Parent Trap. I think it's terrible. Okay, so we're together. We love each other. We have twin daughters. But all right, it's not going to work out. You take one and I'll take the other and we won't tell anybody about either of them. I think that is so dumb.
It's incredibly cruel.
Another one that kind of bothered me was Serendipity. Did you ever see that?
Yep. With John Cusack?
Like yeah.
And who, Kate Beckinsale.
Who's wonderful, but I just...
No.
Yeah. I liked it.
You did?
Yeah.
I like that.
Skipping the concept of the rom-com, the movie that I'm going to watch tonight is Brooklyn. I think that is... A fantastic movie.
It's just a love story.
It's just a love story.
It's a good one,
and it's a great one, yeah.
And before we wrap up, Chances Are, not Heart and Souls, is the movie you were referring to with Robert Downey Jr.
That's it. I knew it was a...
Chances Are.
Oh, how many song title movies did he do?
Well, he had that stretch in the late...
I mean, Iron Man is a song title, too.
It sure is, yeah.
Post Weird Science, pre-Iron Man. Well, no.
Weird Science is a song title.
God,
we need to research this.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Happy Valentine's Day.
Go to hell.
Actually, we'll have another chance for you to win dinner. Stay close. We'll be right back.
93.3 WMMR welcomes the 2019 Coors Light NHL Stadium Series to Lincoln Financial Field next Saturday, February 23rd. The Flyers and Penguins will take it outside for a Pennsylvania Battle Royale. Outdoor hockey rocks, and MMR rocks the Glorious Suns for a free concert before the game. Listen this week for the Flyers horn. Win free tickets to the game and get in the running for a gritty-sized grand prize. A behind-the-scenes tour, see team practice, and meet the Glorious Suns. Tickets available at nhl.com/stadium-series-tickets. Let's lace them up for MMR's Block Rockin' Outdoor Hockey Weekend. Contest rules and game details now at WMMR.com.
Thanks, Kath. We're going to get into the bizarre file, but I want to get 3 more callers on the line who want to tell us their story about why we should give you a romantic dinner for 2 tonight at Redstone American Grill in Plymouth Meeting.
Love.
215-263-WMMR. Let's hear your stories of love.
Love.
Wow. All right, now we're going to do the bizarre file.
Now, bizarre. WMMR presents bizarre. Kristen and Steve's bizarre file.
The bizarre file this morning is brought to you by Duncan. This Valentine's Day, today, stop by Dunkin' and get heart-shaped bling sprinkles and cookie dough and brownie batter double-filled donuts. I'm going to miss saying that. Preston and Steve, run on Dunkin'. Limited-time offer. Participation may vary. A duct-taped man jumped out of the trunk of a car in Daytona Beach in what police suspect was a drug-related kidnapping that started 9 miles away in Port Richey, Orange. Port Orange. When authorities further investigated the incident, they found a bag of cocaine in the victim's underwear.
Uh-huh.
Police responded to the Wawa. It's kind of weird saying Florida
stories. Is that wild? Yeah. Do the Wawas down there sell cocaine?
After witnesses... Dude, they sell a lot more than they do
here.
Do
they?
You never know. After witnesses called for help, Brandy Lovett and Jerry French were in a vehicle when they stopped at a red light in an intersection. They saw the trunk of a vehicle in front of them all of a sudden pop open and a head came out. A head popped out of
there. Wow.
The car traveled south with the witnesses following. The vehicle with the open trunk pulled into a Walgreens parking lot, and as they pulled behind the vehicle, they saw the man later identified as Jose Magana.
Where's Disney World?
tumble out of the open trunk. They said he just got out of the trunk, and he's got tape around his throat. They called 911 and told him that.
How you folks doing?
Magana had...
Lovely day, isn't it?
Magana had severe injuries to the face, and his lower and upper body was covered in duct tape.
I appreciate it if you don't make a big thing about this.
After Magana jumped from the car, it sped out of the parking lot. Lovett described the entire incident as like a scene from a movie. It all happened so fast, she said.
How would you process that if you saw that happen in front of you?
We sat him up and got him water as EMS removed the duct tape from around his body. Magana said a suspect only named as Raquan kidnapped him and was trying to kill him. They said that the guy owed him money, but they're trying to track down the perpetrator.
They said he did chuckle, though, because he always thought it was duct tape.
Oh, yeah. And not duct. That's silly.
You know, this is funny. As all this is going on, I always thought it was D-U-C-K.
A North Carolina nonprofit known for its unusual rescues says it's removed a newborn calf from a family's bathroom after a relative of the man keeping it pleaded for help.
Dear God. We keep all our calves in the basement.
The Carolina Waterfowl Rescue said it learned of the situation from a message on social media, adding that a photo showed the calf standing on a hay-covered bathroom floor in a house.
Wow.
Jennifer Gordon of California Waterfowl Rescue said that it responded to the message by sending someone to get the calf, which was suffering from dehydration and diarrhea.
Wow.
In their bathroom.
Can I use your bathroom? Yeah, there's a calf in there.
The nonprofit named the calf Lucy and is now living in a fenced-in yard outside of Charlotte. So they found a spot there, and they need someone to adopt it full-time. Then we have this story. It's a follow-up story for you.
Yes.
This is the stuff of cartoons, but Karina Gutierrez is not laughing. She's suing over the serious injury she sustained when she accidentally grabbed a stick of explosives, mistaking it for a candle.
This is right out of Wile E. Coyote.
It is. This is a terrible tragedy that happened to the family, said Gutierrez's lawyer, Paul Ganim. He said, we're thankful, although the mother was tragically injured, that the young children were not physically injured. I am committed to pursuing all legal actions. Gutierrez and her husband are suing the former owner of their home. There were powerful thunderstorms, knocked out the power. And the Gutierrez lived with her husband and two young children shortly after the power was out in her home. She began searching the house for candles, and during her search, she found what she believed was a candle in the basement. When the lit wick on top of the candle-shaped object, it exploded.
I don't know. I mean, wouldn't you be able to feel that it wasn't wax, that it was... I don't know.
I've never held a stick of dynamite. I
have.
It's
sort of like a papery, it's like a big firecracker, basically.
I know. It was dark, so... As a result of the explosion, the suit states that Gutierrez suffered serious injuries to her face, eyes, and hands, and was treated at two different hospitals. Police and the state bomb squad evacuated the family's home. The suit states that she lost part of her left hand, suffering injury to her right eye, permanent scarring of her face, and more. So they're suing the former homeowner. And then one last story, and we're going to wrap that up. A man was pulled over for speeding, and deputies told him that he was thirsty and being chased. Matthew Anzaldi was pulled over by sheriff's office, the sheriff's deputy. Anzaldi was driving recklessly, going 80 miles an hour and passing cars on the shoulder. He said he was thirsty and just wanted a Pepsi. Anzaldi also said he thought someone was chasing him and that he had heard bullets hitting his vehicle. He showed no signs of being impaired, but the twist in the story was that he had been pulled over an hour earlier for speeding.
He got a Pepsi commercial right there.
Totally. He was arrested and booked into the county jail. And there you go. That's what I have for you in the bizarre file for now. All right. Today is indeed Valentine's Day, and we've been given squeaky microphones and...
If my voice was up to snuff, I could sing this.
Last minute Valentine's Day dinners to give away from our friends at Redstone American Grill in Plymouth Meeting. So we're going to take three callers. And we'll just judge. We'll decide which one we like best amongst the collective here. Who do we want to vote for?
We want to make sure you can make it to Redstone tonight, because it is tonight. We're going to have a couple of times for reservations.
Only 5 and 5:30 are left.
Yes.
That is it. So let's go to a couple of calls. We've got to do this kind of quickly, guys. I'm going to go over to Mike M. We have two mics here. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Preston?
Yeah, bud, we're waiting to hear your story. What do you want to tell us?
All right. Well, this past year, my girlfriend's gone through a lot of things. She lost her job at Verizon. She's on disability now because she lost her voice. I lost my job at AT&T.
Whoa.
We've just been kind of struggling for the past 6 or 7 months now. It's been hard trying to do anything. The things we actually get to do are come out to the actual events and stuff, Camp Out for Hunger and the comedy show we came to. But it's been hard to actually do anything.
because she's been between her voice. She got a slip and fall. So she's like on crutches and everything. And she ended up with a brain tumor. So we're in and out of Philly doing doctor's appointments and stuff.
Well, that's heavy duty. What?
Yeah. Well, it's malignant. It's not cancerous, but yeah. She still gets headaches and stuff from it. She's
sure.
going to be okay. But,
and you love her.
It's been a rough year. Oh, yeah, I love her.
All right. What's the most romantic thing you've done for her?
Well, I surprised her with the Camp Out for Hunger and the comedy tickets.
Oh, all right.
So
okay,
we'd
all right.
We'd donate some food and we'd come out and watch a comedy special. So that was the most we've actually been out in the past year.
Sometimes life catches up with you. No, I hear you. All right.
All right. Well, hang on, Mike. We'll consider that, and we'll get another call here. We have Mike H., different Mike. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Gadzooks, Presmo.
Gadzooks, buddy. All right, sell us on this. Why do you think you deserve the dinner tonight?
Well, I put so much effort and the time that I've been putting in to try to find this blow-up sex doll, I mean, I think I deserve a little something.
So from the Vag Project, you're still looking for the blow-up sex doll?
I'm still looking for that darn thing.
From years ago.
So you say we owe you.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Okay. All right.
So.
Now, tell us about the woman in your life, your wife, girlfriend, or perhaps the man in your life. I don't know.
Well, truthfully, yeah, my wife actually may be getting fired from her job because she's butting heads with her new boss. So it's kind of rough because she's really upset about it, and they're okay. Wanting to try to do something nice for her.
Okay,
so she's a troublemaker at work.
Yeah,
okay.
Pretty much.
Jot that down. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
And she headbutts her boss.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Insubordinate.
Huh. Right, and you're chasing sexual blow-up dogs.
Yeah, yeah. When's the last time you guys went out for a nice dinner?
Probably 3 months now, at least.
Three months.
Before
okay.
Christmas. All right.
Before Christmas.
Yeah, okay. It's been busy with kids and just don't have time for anything.
All right. Gotcha.
All right, hang on a second. It's been 3 months.
So tree.
It's been a while. Let me go next to John, our last caller. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, you guys.
Hey, you guys.
All right, John, so do us a favor and tell us why you think we should send you out to dinner tonight.
Okay, I'll try to make it short. Basically, last year, just over a year ago, we bought a house, and 2 weeks after making settlement, my fiance was diagnosed with a non-malignant cancerous tumor in her lady region, which required emergency surgery. So last year, during Valentine's Day, we spent prepping and recovering from her surgery. She was out of work for about 8 weeks, so it was pretty rough. We didn't really get to do what we get to do every year. We usually try to make a big deal about something every year.
Yep.
And so this year, it would be great to surprise her with something. She's back to work. She's feeling a little better, so it would be great to sort of like, it would be a shock. So it would be really nice.
But prior to us announcing this contest, did you have any plans that you were going to do?
Yeah. I was going to surprise her at work with some flowers. And
you're still going to do that?
Tonight.
You're still going to send the flowers to work and everything?
I was going to actually surprise her. I was going to go to work in person. So.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
It would be better to take her somewhere than to make dinner. So I would like to surprise her with just picking her up and taking her right out.
Okay. All right. Hang on the line, John. So, all right. So we have Mike H., lost his job, struggling. She had a slip and fall, had a brain tumor.
Right.
Malignant. So they both lost their jobs. Mike H. Is still looking for the sex doll. His wife might be fired, and they haven't been out in 3 months.
Yeah.
And then you have John, whose fiance was diagnosed with cancer a little over a year ago, had to skip Valentine's Day last year, was going to bring her flowers, or is going to surprise her at work, but he'd rather take her out for dinner than make something at home.
Sounds like a bad rom-com. Two tumors and a blow-up doll.
Right, it does, isn't it? Yeah. I'm going to vote. I like John, the last caller. I think that they didn't get it last year, and it'd be nice to send him out to dinner tonight.
I agree. He was robbed. They were robbed of Valentine's Day last year. He did have things planned for today, bringing her flowers, cooking her dinner at home.
Yep.
This is a better alternative. I kind of like that a little bit better.
Anybody else?
I'm going to vote for Mike M. I think that they're going through some tough times, and but they, even though they're going through tough times, they took time to come down and camp out for hunger last year. So
very
I like
nice.
That a lot. And
yeah.
So that's my vote goes to Mike M.
I'm going to go with Mike M. as well.
All right, Romano.
Oh, man, I'm going between Mike M. and John as well. I both stories are.
They're
hitting
all,
me.
Now they're all going to get something, so
I
if that
know,
makes it
yeah.
easier for you to make the decision.
I think I'm going to go with Mike M. That was the couple that both lost their jobs.
Yeah.
So neither of you have a job, I don't think you get to go out to eat all that often. So I'm going to go with Mike M.
All right. What about Marissa? Let's check with her. Which one do you like, Marissa?
Oh God, this one is a tough one. Which one was it that came out to camp out?
Mike M.
That was Mike M.
Mike M.
I'm going to stick with him because I appreciate the support that they gave us all year long.
Well, there you go. And everybody gets something, by the way. So Mike M. is, Mike, you're our winner, man.
Hey! Oh, man. That's amazing, guys.
All right. So we got dinner for you at Redstone American Grill. Dinner for two. It's $100. You're covered up to that. And tip is not included. So make sure you take care of your server. Would you rather go at 5 or 5:30? These are the times we have left. So it's a little bit on the early side.
5:30.
All right. You got it, man. There we go.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Hang on. And for Mike H. and for John, we also have some consolation prizes.
All right. So for Mike H. and his wife, they're going to go. They won a pair of passes, and they're actually going to meet Ty Pennington on Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Home and Garden Show at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center in Oaks.
Nice.
You can get tickets at Home and Garden Show. PhillyHomeAndGarden.com. And then, I believe, yes, John is going to go. You're going to take your wife to a movie. Next week, you're going to go see Fighting With My Family. That is Wednesday at 7:30 at the UA King of Prussia.
Okay. Nice
Very
job.
Nice.
Everybody wins. Yay! I like this idea. Somebody texted in. We have one left to give away. Maybe we should do the most outrageous, ridiculous, made-up stories we could possibly hear.
I think so.
Yeah.
And we can give that away that way.
Because, honestly, you end up finishing off the day with a medical degree after hearing all this stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So maybe we can do that. All right. We're going to... Are we taking a break?
Yeah, we got to take a break.
All right. We're taking a break. We'll come back in just a moment or two, and we got more giveaways to get to. Stay with us.
Now, more with Preston and Steve. Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
I'm going to hold off on giving away our final dinner for a moment because we are going to do a lesson question today. We'll need the phone lines open for that. See if you've been paying attention today. And for the lesson question, we have a 4-pack of tickets to join the Philadelphia Wings. They're taking on New England Black Wolves on the 16th, so day after tomorrow. The Wells Fargo Center. And the question, let me see here what we want to go with. Definitely this. According to a nutty teacher at Rand Road Elementary School, where does Bigfoot work? 215-263-WMMR. According to a nutty teacher at Rand Road Elementary School, where does Bigfoot work? I'd like to see you get this correct. You had to have heard it because guessing is not going to work. 215-263-WMMR. Call now. While you are calling in, we are going to do the trash.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
Brought to you this morning by French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville with everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. All the big name brands, they have them. Visit FrenchCreekOutfitters.com for additional information. French Creek Outfitters, why take a chance with anybody else? What's going on this morning, Steve?
Well, American Motion Picture Arts and Sciences President John Bailey standing by plans to cut the Oscar presentations for cinematography and film editing from the telecast. Bailey explained the decision, saying that, quote, nobody really cares about that crap.
Hey!
Miranda Lambert dumping a salad on a woman's head after a heated exchange at a Nashville restaurant. After the confrontation, both women were able to shake hands and agree that it was actually lobster week.
Oh my God.
And finally, former American Idol contestant, this is true, Antonella Barba, facing federal charges for distribution and conspiracy to distribute fentanyl and heroin.
Mm-hmm.
On a positive note, Barba immediately received a call from the producers of a new reality show called America's Next Top Drug Lord.
Hey.
And that's your Hollywood Trash.
All righty. We'll go to the phone and see if we can find an answer to this. According to a nutty teacher at Rand Road Elementary School, where does Bigfoot work? I will go to Chuck, and we'll see if we can get it right. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, Preston. How are you?
Good, buddy. Where does Bigfoot work?
Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut. Yeah. Chuck got it right, and we're going to set him up with a 4-pack of tickets to join the Philadelphia Wings in honoring military and first responders during Local Heroes Night when the Wings take on the New England Black Wolves on February 16th. Wells Fargo Center. Tickets are on sale now via wingslax.com. So before we get to music news, I'm going to solicit for some callers right now for dinner tonight. And we're looking for the most ridiculous, outrageous, obnoxious stories of love that you can share with us.
Validity, factual information out the window.
Yep.
So lay it on thick.
Never let the truth get in the way of a good story.
215-263-WMMR. We're going to take three callers. Now, by the way, we only have the 5 o'clock time
reservation.
So you have to be a liar and be punctual.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, we're going to do music news while we're waiting for your call.
Now, Preston and Steve's Music News on 93.3 WMMR.
Yeah! I don't know where my music is.
Leave that cranked up. That's a pretty cool sound.
You like that? Hey, yeah.
No, but here's where Preston does the music news.
Is it on your desk, you think?
Might be on my desk.
All right, what color are the... Marissa's going to look.
Red. It is a red paper clip.
Man, she gets you pickles and she finds your music news. Is there anything that woman can't do?
I'd be lost without her. There's not much she can't do.
She's your little love nugget.
Can she pee standing up?
Yeah.
Of course she can.
She has a little hose, like a little connector.
Yeah. Is it on there?
No
way.
Red. Uh-oh. All right, I'm going to help you.
This is a first time for me, folks. Red paperclip.
It was then that Preston realized he'd made a serious mistake.
I love how the teletype still is supposed to suggest news. Do you want to just make stuff up?
No, man.
Or do you want to repeat yesterday's?
No, I can pull it up online, but I prefer to have my...
Wait a second. I refuse to believe I live in a world where you would not...
Can you guys handle this for a second?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Yeah, I'll be right back. Preston, you can tell that there's a look of panic because you know how thorough and... comprehensive he is.
Is this a first? I mean, I know he's misplaced it from time to time. But, like, I don't remember it. He'll find it or have it.
It's usually the bizarre file.
Put the wrong clip on or something like that, and then he ends up tracking it down.
This is the problem.
Found it!
There we go.
Yes! Oh, thank God I didn't have to dig through the trash.
Intern Danielle found it.
Thank you, Danielle.
We have an intern named Danielle.
I had to ask her name. Who's terrible. Thank you, Danielle.
Oh, man.
Live in a clipped world.
Where was it?
Danielle, come in here for a second. And she'll tell you, because I don't know.
Chop.
Yeah, use Casey's microphone. Where'd you find it?
At the corner of your desk.
At the corner of your desk.
It was, like, towards the end of it.
The last place you'd ever expect.
You have four corners on your desk. It was near one of those.
Okay. Thank you, Danielle.
Thank you.
Nice job.
You're welcome.
See, now you made a friend.
I did.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Dave Grohl revealed in an interview why the band had to pull out of performing, Foo Fighters, at the grand opening of the Fillmore in New Orleans. Because we were wondering. We'd heard somebody was injured, but we didn't know who. Dave explained that he finally underwent a much-needed surgery roughly a week ago on his left arm. But through this entire story that I've read, it doesn't say what kind of surgery he got done or why he had it done.
Well, that is an incomplete story.
He said, this is something that I've had to deal with for a long time, and it's not the end of the world, but I do have surgery. I did have surgery on my arm because I need it. To pay the rent. And I knew I had to fix my arm at some point.
Is that his check writing on?
I went ahead and did it. He said, it's funny having surgery because you actually get a little bit of rest right before they wheel me in. The guy said, hey, we're going to give you something that's going to make you feel really good. And I thought, I finally get to take a nap.
Wait a second. He's a musician. I mean, that could severely impact his whole deal.
It sounds like it was severely impacting it. Like maybe it was just like a wear and tear type of deal, like a rotator cuff thing. Or,
wow.
Yeah. I John Fishman of this band Fish. I don't know if you ever heard of him.
No, but, not at all.
They had to take a little bit of time off because he had the same thing. It was like a wear and tear deal. And it wasn't going to get any better. And it was like, you know what? We got to do this now.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's why because they've been so busy. Maybe they're like, all right, let's just get all this stuff in now because I'm going to have to take off.
Is it possible, like,
while.
With that guy in Black Panther, that smuggler, that they traded it up for an arm that has all that gadgetry in it?
Maybe.
Probably not.
No, but I don't know. I mean, they don't do surgery really for, like, tendonitis and stuff like that, do
not,
they?
Not, like, the carpal tunnel they can sometimes.
Surgery?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you never know. But anyhow, he doesn't seem to be overly concerned about it.
Well, we are.
Chester Bennington's 22-year-old son, Jamie Bennington, is going to guest vocal with his father's band, Gray Days, who have announced plans to, it was his, his first band, Chester Bennington's first band, who have announced plans to re-record their old material. The Phoenix-based act has also enlisted the help of corn guitarist Brian Head Welch and James Monkey Schaefer. Also, POD frontman Marcos Suriel and Bush guitarist Chris Traynor.
Does he sound like his dad at all? Do we know?
I have no idea. Gray Days posted a picture of Jamie in the recording booth earlier this week, writing, "Chester would have been so very proud of his son, Jamie. We had Jamie sing along with his father last night at NRG Recording Studios, and his voice is great, sounds a lot like his father, and we are all very proud to be a part of it." Skillet frontman John Cooper, who's been here with his band, super nice guy, officially launched his own podcast called Cooper Stuff.
Which
is available on Skillet's YouTube channel, iTunes, and other platforms. He intends to post a new episode each month, with a podcast launching just before Valentine's Day. The theme of the debut segment sees Cooper taking an honest, no-holds-barred approach to what makes a successful relationship. In this case, his 21-year marriage to his fellow bandmate, Corey Cooper. John explained about the new project. "I started the Cooper Stuff podcast for multiple reasons. It's a more in-depth look for the fans of who I am and what I think, but it's also meant to be comic relief for an increasingly angry and stressed out world. I want to talk about living life in a really simple way, and I want to share the biblical foundations for the reason that I hold these beliefs." The singer and devout Christian said, "It's not actually that complicated to be civil to those who disagree with you, to be fair and honest, and to treat others the way you want to be treated, all while seeing the brighter side of life."
Well, there you go.
They're currently working on their 11th studio album.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, he's a very nice guy.
He's a very nice guy.
It's a clamp on.
Sure.
Led Zeppelin has teamed up with Vans to launch a new sneaker line featuring two distinct styles. The band posted photos of the new shoes on social media, but so far no street date has been announced for the line. First up is called the Era.
The Era.
Skate-friendly silhouette features a black leather upper emblazoned with the symbols featured in the album art for Led Zeppelin 4. It's a really cool-looking shoe.
Yeah, I got shot in the head, but I'd certainly wear these.
Era. Outside the footwear, there is also what looks to be Vans X Led Zeppelin tees, one for each album cover, and a baseball cap in the collection.
These are actually really cool.
Yeah, so I'm not sure when that stuff is going to hit, but the second pair you see actually has the Zeppelin on the back. Debut album, so pretty cool. And then one last thing, Def Leppard will return to Las Vegas for a 12-show run at the Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino Zappos Theater. The Stand, dubbed Def Leppard Hits Vegas, the Sin City Residency, kicks off on August 14th and will wrap on September 7th, marking the band's first extended Vegas run since the band's 2013 Viva Hysteria and dates of the Hard Rock and Hotel Casino, where that was, which featured the band performing the classic 1987 album From Top to Bottom.
Zappa cool, man.
Along with assorted greatest hits. So they're going to do that. And that's what I got in music news for you. Yes.
I have some nice breaking news, and I thought I'd share it because it's Valentine's Day.
Yep.
Claude Giroux and his lovely wife are going to have a baby. Yes, Ryan just announced it on Instagram, and the baby will be due in August. Or is due in August of this year, and Claude's been a longtime friend of the show. So on behalf of the Preston and Steve Show, congrats.
And they did it in a really cute way. They took a candy dish, a heart-shaped candy dish, and they had the little hearts that say words on them.
Aww.
They put letters on each of them and spelled out August 2019. That's really cool. And they have a little bit of a break this week, right?
Yes, they are tomorrow. Yeah, I'll
just get them on. And give them a congratulations phone call. That'd be cool.
Yeah, and Ryan came to Camp Out for Hunger as well this year.
Yeah.
So she's a total sweetheart, and they're great together, so congrats to them both.
That's it'd be cool for the gender reveal if he could hip-check somebody into the glass and have the blood come out of the,
the color.
Yeah.
I like that. That's not a bad idea.
His goal the other night was phenomenal. He had just a rocket, and I was so impressed by it. And, you know, that dude is... I'm a fan.
Yeah.
He's a worldly known good guy.
Yeah. All right. We have one more dinner to give away. It's at 5 o'clock. It's the earliest reservation that we have, but unfortunately, it's the last one that we have.
Listen, an early dinner is fine, especially on a work night.
We've been taking calls from people this morning telling us their stories of their lives and their relationships and loves and loss and all that other stuff. Now we want to hear flat-out lies from you.
Yes, give us what you got.
The best lies, the best lie is going to win the dinner. So we have three different callers. First, we are going to go to... Did they hear what I said? Okay. This is Debbie. Hi, Debbie. You're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, Debbie. So do you have a lovely story to tell us?
Yes, I do. My husband and I have been in many businesses, and we owned a flower shop. And I would always call the girls the night before or a week before to confirm that their wedding, their time, and everything. So my husband took this one call, and everything was set up, and he wrote everything down and had a specific date. I called the bride to confirm everything, and I said, okay, I'll see you next Saturday. She says, my wedding's in an hour. Now I'm a florist, and I'm doing a wedding for this young lady. Okay. I screamed at my husband. He went to every flower shop in Montgomery County, and we got the wedding done.
Is this a true? This sounds like a true story.
From this day on, he's the most wonderful man in the world.
All right,
I think Debbie didn't get the memo.
Yeah, this sounds like a true story. Could you say that he's? Could you possibly say he's an actual gorilla?
I still like Debbie's story.
It is a nice story. It's a touching story.
You didn't
My husband is the most wonderful man in the world.
You know, that's very. It's awesome now, but now you
you ruined it.
Yeah, no, she didn't ruin it. We should have screened it better.
We got to move on to the next.
We were looking for Debbie. Really, that's an awesome story.
That's
hang
good, Debbie.
In there.
We were looking for people to lie to us and tell us outrageous, funny stories.
All right. Well, we love that story. It's just
Let me go to John. Hey, John, how you doing?
There we go. Now we're getting somewhere. Right.
John, did you want to share a story with us?
Please.
Yeah, I got a heartwarming tale of how my wife and I came to meet each other.
Okay.
All right. So there I was doing some volunteer work down at our local women's prison.
Yeah.
All right. And our eyes met for the first time, and I knew from that second forward that we were going to be together.
Okay.
Now, turns out she was in prison for stabbing and lighting her ex-boyfriend on fire while he was sleeping.
However, wow.
I can't be too picky.
No.
I mean, I'm not so great myself.
No.
So I waited for her for 6 months for her to get out of jail.
Wow.
Turns out she got paroled early for good behavior. Wow. That wouldn't last long. But we wait. We get together. We plan this beautiful wedding. And I tell her, I say, look, I want this to be the most special, the most amazing time possible, so we're going to save ourselves for each other for when we get married. So no sex, no nothing all the way up to our wedding day.
Wow.
So we have a beautiful wedding. We go on our honeymoon, and that's when the truth comes out.
Okay.
See, it turns out I have a micro penis. Oh. I didn't really want to tell her.
Oh, boy.
I'm trying to make up for that with this dinner tonight. So maybe this will smooth some things over for, you know, not being honest.
She's an ex-con. She came from a troubled past. You were sort of lying to her. You do a mission. She doesn't know you have a micropenis.
Yeah.
And now you're wanting to do something special for her.
Exactly.
All right. That is a beautiful story.
You got to make love work, you know.
Absolutely.
Your heart's in the right place.
It's just your penis is very small.
Yeah, that's all. You have a very tiny penis. That's okay. Hang on the line. We'll get your information.
That's a story.
I'm going to go to Tim next. Hey, Tim, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Tim, so we wanted to hear your story about
Can I tell you a joke first?
Yeah, yeah, please. Yeah.
Did you know if you say Pacific Ocean really fast, it sounds like pine cone?
No way.
Prove it. Do it.
Pine cone.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
He's right. He's right.
That's amazing.
All right, here's my story.
All right.
I got an email the other week, and it was from an African prince, and he told me, he selected me to help him out because he was stuck. He was, like, in a prison. He couldn't get out, but somehow he still had electronics and could still get me an email. But so I was like, he's got to be legit. He's an African prince.
You would assume, right?
You would assume.
Yeah.
So I go ahead. I'm like, you know what? I only have $1,100 in the bank, but I'm going to send him $1,000 of it, even though I had rent due, because I knew in the end he was going to come back and probably help me out, because you figure Africa, they dig for gold, they dig for diamonds.
Absolutely.
There's got to be a fortune there.
Sure. I mean, you saw it coming to America.
Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah, worst case scenario, McDonald's.
McDowell's,
yeah. Yeah. Dude, that you could be actually in for your generosity and kindness. You could be the yeah, that's awesome.
I give away my rent money, basically, and now I find out he's not even for real.
Oh, my God.
No.
No.
Dude, I cannot make that up. And I was so angry.
Then
I went and, you know, I kicked the car tires, and the damn tire fell off the car even. I'm like, are you kidding me? So now only do I have no money to take my girlfriend out to dinner, but I don't even have a car to take her in.
Oh, my gosh.
When it rains, it pours. Wow, that's the horrible saying.
It's one after another.
All right. Hang on, Tim. We're going to get your information, and, we need to vote here.
There's a conundrum here. Here's what I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this right now.
I know what we're going
to
do.
All right, so here's the deal. Yep. We need to award to one of the two guys, and I will pony up the money for Debbie to get...
No. Hang on a second here. So here's the deal. These are reservations. It's not just the money.
That's true, but I mean...
To be able to go to dinner tonight, this is the only one we have left.
Can Debbie go with one of these guys?
Man.
I think the guy should take Debbie's husband.
Let me ask the guy, because she's so sweet.
Well, I want to give it to her. I mean, even though it wasn't part of the...
It's kind of no fair.
It's kind of no fair.
I call it no fair, too.
But it's not Debbie's fault.
It's not Debbie's fault. So I wonder...
How about another night?
It wasn't Debbie's fault that she wasn't listening.
Well, she got swept up in the emotion.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm voting for Debbie. But
Do we have any other restaurant?
No, we got friends. We got beer.
You can't just throw beer at a love story like that.
Oh, maybe her husband's an alcoholic. Oh,
can we find out where Debbie lives?
He'd die without it. I don't know.
I mean, that would be very lucky for us if that's the case. But you can't just assume he's a raging alcoholic.
Kathy, can we what?
Can we find out what area Debbie's in?
What's that going to do?
Well, because then maybe there's a restaurant in that area that would like to have Debbie and her husband out for Valentine's Day.
Well, let's find out. Just
because Debbie, listen, that's a very sweet story, and her husband seems to be wonderful.
Hey, no fair, Debbie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Where do you guys live?
Norristown,
which is
basically not far from Plymouth Meeting.
It's probably the closest to the actual restaurant.
You're right. Hang on, no fair, Debbie.
All right.
And she even said it. She's like, I can't tell. Lie. She knew.
Yeah.
She knew. She
I don't think
them.
She...
She you don't think florists, she knew? Right?
I'm going
to... Well, we have to vote for Debbie.
I'm voting for Debbie.
Yeah, yeah. You know. It's, you know, what are you going to do? That's it.
I'm voting for Debbie, too. I'm sorry. I normally don't do that. Normally, I'm very easily, I shut down BS, but...
But you know what? You're a softie. We're all moved by the story of love and a husband who would put it all on the line to make his wife happy in a world gone crazy.
Yeah.
I got to vote for my brethren in micropenisry and...
I mean, honestly, true, that's the type of tiny little nub where there should be a full penis.
Yeah. Like, really tiny.
So you're...
Like, did you ever see a pushpin thumbtack?
It's just wrong. Right? That's a cool joke.
I feel bad. And the only thing that'll make that better is, like, yummy
cornbread.
It's a larger
penis. Yeah. It's a larger penis.
Tiny little nub. Yeah. Where a penis is supposed to be.
I go with Debbie.
Debbie, yeah. And the other guys are great, though. But thank God we have a consolation prize.
Yeah,
because
you know
they do
what?
Deserve it. They're both very creative.
Yeah, we'll hook John, tiny penis guy, up with a case of Yards love stout.
Right, he gets so drunk he'll think he has a huge penis.
Drink
right.
That mini penis away.
Yeah. It's creamy, rich, and satisfying, unlike your tiny penis, which is not satisfying at all. It is the perfect thing to bring to the one that you love. Look for Yards.
Yeah.
Love Stout at ABC Liquors in Bear, Delaware. Bring the love, bring Yards.
Yards did not expect that tag, did they?
I'm sure they're okay with it.
And what are we getting? African Prince.
African Prince, Tim. He's going to get that as well.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah.
Beer for those guys. All right, so hang on. Let me go to Debbie the Cheater. Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Hi, Debbie. Okay, so we're gonna give it to you, all right?
Oh, thank you.
All right. Have a good time.
So 5 o'clock is when the reservations are. You guys okay with that?
That's fine.
Okay. All right. Hang on the line and happy Valentine's Day, okay?
Thank you.
She seems
so
very
much,
sweet.
Guys.
All right.
Yeah. You guys seem so bummed.
Because it's not fair to the other guys.
You know what?
This is Debbie getting off the phone, sucker.
Yeah, seriously. That story's probably
got a cigar in her mouth. They bought it.
Kathy, will you go there at 5 o'clock today?
Just
to check.
They bought it. They get into a brawl at the place.
Yeah. Don't forget, Debbie, you got to tip them, all right? So
yes,
we're covering $100 for you tonight. You got to tip your service. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back in a second. We'll get ready to wrap the show up in just a moment. Letter of the day for the Word of the Week prize. Brent Porsche will be in here in just a moment, so stay with us.
Preston and Steve's Cardboard Classic from 93.3 WMMR and Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum is Friday, March 1st at Jack Frost Mountain, where the snow comes first. It's the best lift ticket deal all year and a spectacle on snow. MMR ups our game in the prize department, including a $2,000 cash prize for overall best design, $1,000 for the coolest Captain Morgan theme. Sprint has a quick $500 for the fastest sled and a booby prize for the new category, Preston and Steve's Favorite Fail. Mandatory sled registration through February 24th. Available at WMMR.com. For the MMR VIP lift ticket presale, the sooner you buy, the less you pay. Now through February 17th, lift tickets are just $10 while supplies last. Details at WMMR.com. Preston and Steve's Cardboard Classic 2019 at Jack Frost Mountain. 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
Thursday morning, Valentine's Day, coming to a wrap for us here on the program. Today has been fun. I've enjoyed the phone calls and the conversations.
It has been.
Yeah.
It's weird when you think about, you know, do you roll all day with the theme of romance and stuff like that? But it's a pervasive thing.
Yeah. And I have enjoyed snacking on my pickle bouquet that I got from Marissa that she made for me. It was so special.
It's one of the sweetest things, you know, that honestly, everything else that your family's going to do will pale in comparison.
To be honest, when she first gave it to me this morning, it was wrapped in cellophane so I could... I couldn't quite see the way through it. And I'm like, oh, an edible arrangement. Which those are great. But I get them quite a bit.
Yeah.
And then I looked inside and I saw it was dill pickles and bread and butter pickles and sweet pickles and peppadoos and...
Pepperdonts.
And pepperoncinis and pickled carrots. And I've been snacking on them all morning.
Is Carter still doing his pickle...
Pickling, he hasn't done anything in a little while, but he's definitely still into it.
Because you brought in some of his pickles. They were damn good.
Yeah. Marissa?
Well, I do want to let you guys know, I did consider making something for everybody.
No.
And then I started thinking, I was like, all right, well, Kathy, you know, is on this diet, and then what do I make for this person and that person? And I thought it would just kind of lessen the excitement.
I would have felt terrible knowing that you had brought something in that I dearly love.
Yeah.
Well, we all get so stuck.
No, I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Like, okay, well, we'll make chocolate chip cookies. Well, Claire's probably making you chocolate chip cookies.
She is.
But you're going to be so much better than the ones that I make.
Mm-hmm.
So you just go, oh, thanks, and put it to the side.
And she would immediately, would have seen that gesture as you trying to move in on her man, and she would have cut you.
Yeah. I wanted to make you guys jealous instead of giving you something you hated.
I think she ran out of time. She had to go to Galentine's Day.
Listen.
That's totally. It.
Hey, by the way, you went to Galentine's Day last night. How was that?
You know what? It was a lot of fun. It was a great event that I went to, but I have to say that the restaurant that they held the event at was Autograph in Wayne. I've never been there before.
It's awesome.
Oh, my gosh. What an amazing restaurant concept, the whole thing. It's beautiful, that place.
So the people that own that own the White Dog Cafes and the Mushaloo. And they really know how to do a great job. And they're very charitable people. They're awesome.
If you want an interesting place to go to, whether it be tonight or just, you know, a night out for dinner, check it out. It's a really cool place.
Listen, there are a number of – we're associated with, over the years with, you know, so many great restaurants. But it's tough tonight. But obviously, we're blessed with a wealth of great places to eat.
I may have made a Botox appointment.
Really?
Excuse me?
I think I did.
Were you hammered?
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, more than that. What?
There was one of the people. So they had vendors set up, and you could kind of check out. It was like samplings of what they offer in their store or whatever. And there was a plastic surgeon there, and he was signing people up to come in for Botox injections.
Hey, come on over. Let's talk about that.
You know what? So I said to him, he said, my wife is here. And I said, let me see her. And he goes, she's right over there. And I said, oh, I was talking to your wife. Actually, the doctor and his wife both listened to the show.
Oh, awesome.
And I said, oh, I was talking to your wife and she looks good. She doesn't look fake or like a plastic doll. I was like, all right, maybe I'll consider coming to see you.
Okay.
She came over and started to talk to you.
Oh, let me see you smile. Oh.
somebody else.
No, that's cool because, you know, you could really use it. It's,
shut up, I hate you.
It's good for you. You're
right. For you.
Brett Porsche is in our
gang. Happy VD, gang.
Happy VD, brother. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well.
Excellent.
Yeah, looking forward to getting off work, spending some time with my lovey-dovey.
Absolutely. Are the leftover pickles and olives and stuff making its way out to the free table? After?
If you got, if you want some, you're more than happy. I've been picking at it for the whole morning.
You can eat the leaves or the fern, as Preston calls it.
Now, is that a hot pepper on there, that orange one on the top?
It's called the pepadoo. No, it's actually very sweet. With a little bit of a bang to it. But
do you ever do one of those where you get a hot one and just bite it right off at the stem and then pay for the consequences later?
Yeah, but I've never done... I mean, that's only on purpose. I mean, oh, that was a hot one, you know, so... But no, thank you.
Yeah.
I can eat the cherry peppers every now and then. Like, they have it, you know, Pat's when you go to get cheese.
Yeah,
they do have
those.
But I can't just eat one raw. Or not raw, just by itself. I got to have it.
All the seeds and everything that gets
you. Yeah, yeah. But anyway, listen, we need to get the letter. You ready?
Let's do it.
Here we go.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
And the Preston and Steve Show is brought to you today by the letter.
Brought to you by the letter R as in Rackball.
Rackball. All right, and we are going to give away our Word of the Week prize tomorrow. 4-pack of pit tickets to see Disturbed. With 3 days grace presented by WMMR. That's Monday, February 18th, Wells Fargo Center. You can listen to Jackson all this week for your chances to win and to qualify for the grand prize to be security detail and escort the band on stage, plus an autographed set list. Tickets are on sale now. Details, rules, and links at WMMR.com. Doing anything Valentine-themed today?
Yeah, workforce blocks today. We're going to do some love songs. We're going to do some anti-love songs.
There's a place for that as well.
And a little bit for everybody. Yeah. And another pair of free tickets to the Night Running Tour with Beck, Cagey Elephant, and Spoon coming to BB&T.
That's a great bill.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. That's a good show.
All right, let me thank our sponsors. Preston and Steve Show has been brought to you today by French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville with everything you need for the great outdoors. FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. Why take a chance with anybody else? Also brought to you by the Pennsylvania Ear Institute of Salus University. Quality care for your hearing and balance needs. Tomorrow on the program, Dan Cummings is in studio.
Ah.
We're also going to talk to Chelsea Handler and Ty Pennington. So we get a full show tomorrow.
Day, yeah.
So we get, real quick, man, the fade-out music is on, but I have one last call to take. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
I'd like to wish my family a very, very happy Valentine's Day to all the female ladies at WMMR.
All the female ladies.
Very good.
All the female ladies. All the female ladies.
Happy Streetsy. Have a great Valentine's Day.
You too, man.
Thanks, Gary. You too.
I love you, bud.
I love you too, bud.
All right. See you later, Gary Lauer. Getting the last word in. All right. That's it. We're done. Rage on. Have a great Valentine's Day, gang. We'll see you tomorrow, gang. Bye-bye.
The Preston and Steve love you, hate you line.
I have a little bit of a peanut butter cookie stuck behind my back teeth, and I can't get it with my tongue, and it's getting on my nerves.
Next message.
Listen, when you take your sweetheart out to dinner tonight, don't forget to show a little love to that other person in the equation, the server. Go out, have your dinner, and before you go home to f*** like bunnies, leave a nice, big, fat cash tip.
Next message.
I just got done my 12-hour shift in my truck, and I'm dealing with all you lousy m***s all f***ing day, and I'm going to get in my car, and I'm going to drive like the f***ing rotten f*** that you are, and I hope that every one of you suffers, you pieces of shit.
The Preston and Steve love you, hate you line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.